All right, welcome to No Quarters, episode 12. We're back.
Wow.
Once again.
12.
That's part of a gross.
It's at least what? A dozen.
I don't know.
Okay.
12 times 12 is a gross.
Math humor.
Yeah.
Always awesome.
12 squared.
Yeah. Well, we've got 12 divided by 3 here today.
Yes, we do.
Got four people.
Wow. Wow, further math.
Yeah. We are minus a BJ, but... Yeah. Plus two to make up for him.
Yeah. It's like two people to fill BJ's.
Yes, it is. Exactly. It takes two people to fill BJ.
But anyway, I'm Mackie.
I'm Harlow.
And with us we have...
T-Strail. Shining Lights T-Strail.
My name is Jeff. Xbox 360 username, I'm the Icon.
Wow, that's professional.
There we go.
Caramba.
That's like your Twitter handle.
You just got like two friend requests.
Friend requests.
All right.
Play some games.
Like you're going to get a deluge of those two listeners going...
Dude.
Going, Jeff.
Dude, NBA Live. Let's play. Yeah. 05. Original Xbox. I'm still on. Come 2K6. On, we got to keep the ball rolling. It's going to disconnect. Did they finally succeed in shutting Xbox?
I think they did finally shut those.
So those last guys in Halo 2 finally dropped somehow?
They had to have.
They probably called the phone company or whoever, their service provider. Really.
No, Microsoft just sent some guy to kill them.
No, temporary internet disconnection, please.
Yeah, Microsoft just burned their
house.
But
we haven't gotten our increase in friend limit yet thing. That was one of the...
Yeah, that was supposed to happen.
They're not quite promised reasons for killing Xbox One. Anyway.
Yeah, they're working on it.
But, okay.
And I need them.
Yeah, only people like Mr. T-Strail over there need the limit.
That's true.
Yes. We're graced by his presence. We're in awe of his full friends list-ness.
Yeah, we're just sitting here. He got like 20 invites to play Rock Band. So it was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
This isn't a rap about Rock Band.
What?
This is not about Rock Band.
Why not?
What's not about Rock Band?
Well, we did Rock Band last time I was on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We might talk about it again.
You think?
We're allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, you're here. We're going to end up talking about Borderlands.
Yes.
So,
true. Yes, just a spoiler alert. The Borderlands speed round will be back on.
Yeah. We'll try and keep it brief for T-Strail here.
Yeah.
Even though he's been indoctrinated.
Well, we've had some saved up time, so it can maybe be a little longer than 3 or 4 minutes. We used to allot for ourselves to give Borderlands updates.
I have a feeling we have another one that's going to be showing up quite often.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, maybe.
I've played a lot of Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I didn't, so.
Yeah, you beat it and kind of moved on.
Yeah, well, we played a little bit of multiplayer.
Yeah, we played the co-op, which...
A little coop.
That was fun. That was also hard as hell.
Yeah.
You're probably going to end up putting time aside for Crackdown 2.
Oh,
Crackdown
2. Yeah, Crackdown 2.
Just came out today at the time of this recording.
Yeah, mine, Amazon has still not sent it.
All right.
Or really? Well, they've sent it, it just hasn't shown up yet. So.
I was going to say, damn.
I got about 5 hours in today.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Mr. I played for 20 minutes.
I'm off on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I didn't.
Lucky guy.
I got played maybe 20 minutes.
I watched you play for maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Chasing around a
Renegade
orb.
The entire time you spent chasing around a Renegade orb and me going, fuck this game.
Fuck
Renegade orbs. And
yes, but I'm also...
You know, I will be the first one of all of us to have all the Renegade orbs achievement. So.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I was only level 1 or 2, depending on where they start you on agility. You just have a little bar, right? And whatever it is. I have gone plus one in my agility ability. So I think
your agility ability.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I mean, I can only assume that the Renegade Orbs are going to be easier to chase when you get a little further along.
Maybe they level up when you level up.
I brought that up.
I was afraid of that.
And
too.
I almost cursed myself for even thinking it, that they get faster as you get faster.
I'm telling you, the driving ones are easier.
Yeah,
than
you said they've got car Renegade Orbs.
Yeah, those are easier.
At least they don't go up and down. Right. I mean, the first one was a hard enough collectathon.
But
I don't.
How close did you get? 9 away? 7 away?
I have 7 agility orbs left to find.
I am 15 away myself. I have one that I see that I cannot reach. The other 14 are just missing in action.
Where is the one that you can't reach?
It is on top of like a pylon.
Oh, because we figured out the dome trick. Okay. There was one that was like on very top of like a sports dome.
Yeah, the circular dome.
Yeah, or it's not really. It's like a water processing place or something, but it's a
big
dome.
You've got one on top of a pylon?
Yes.
Is it the one in the big city plaza?
Yes, and it is probably about 10 feet higher than I can jump.
Nope, I can show you how to get that one.
Okay.
You have to jump off the highest building and aim.
No. You don't have to go off the big tower, the whatever, Nakatomi Tower. It's not that, but whatever the big Shaijin tower. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to go off of that. There's it's a pretty easy place to get to. If you're looking at the Shaijin Tower, it's to the left. and there's a medium-sized building over there, and there's sort of a quick way you can get up and do it over and over again until you hit it just right.
Okay. But
yeah, that was one of the ones we figured out the other day.
Yeah, that will help me with the one. The other 14, sorry. I will be crying for help. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, at least I saw in Crackdown 2, they put the ping orbs button in. Yeah. If you hit up on the D-pad, it will actually show them real quick on the map for a second.
Okay.
So at least you know they're there. As opposed to Crackdown 1, where you like just go...
pretty limited radius, though.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, still better.
Yeah, that's
you,
better.
I think if you can hear them, it'll ping them.
I think it was a little further than that. Like, not by much, but a little bit.
Well, that sounds... Well,
at least it puts it on the mini-map instead of like, which way is that coming out of my speakers?
500 agility orbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, same as the first one.
Yeah.
How many hidden?
300.
Yeah, 250, 300, something like that.
300.
Probably. It's probably all the same numbers. Yeah. Plus the 30, renegades.
The 30 renegades.
At least they're only like 30 renegade, not like 30,000
right.
Everywhere.
Though that would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
One jump.
Yeah.
Top,
you just stand. You like leave your console on and walk away. And
they all run into you eventually.
You've collected 18 orbs. Go to the other part of the city. Stand here.
Well, the regular driving orbs are real easy to get.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the ones for driving ability.
Because
you just plow through the
zombie dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's how Dead Rising was.
That makes sense. That's
you take the car underneath the mall and drive through the tunnels.
These are not things I've thought of just as of yet. But then again, I have 20 minutes into the game. Yeah. I managed to install it, start it, tell you to get over here, and then install Splinter Cell Conviction, which hasn't been started yet.
Yeah, I loaned you my unopened copy.
Not my copy.
My unopened copy.
Though I may be using my Amazon game credits to get it if I like it, so that we can... co-op some shooting of dudes.
I'm all about the stealthily. I'm all about the mark and murder.
Yeah. I just want to hear the banter.
Yeah.
I want them to get under my skin or in my head.
Yes. Annoy you enough to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That may be the only reason I actually go stealth in that game is just to sit there and listen. Kind of like Batman. I want to cause diversions and then go hide and just listen to them go.
Someone tells me it's not going to be as good as Batman.
Oh, God, I'm freaking out.
I'm also not so sure your Batman skills are going to apply to Splinter Cell.
Really? Yeah. They're both Ubisoft, right?
No, actually.
What was
Batman was Warner Brothers.
I thought no, Ubi didn't make that?
No.
Okay. Straight up Warner Brothers, huh?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. It was Rocksteady?
Yeah, Rocksteady. Yes.
Right.
Who made like nothing of note before that.
Okay.
Still amazes me.
But yeah. I'm on board now.
Yeah. Arkham Asylum 2, please, hurry. At least set a date.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done that yet. We're getting off on weird, wild tangents here.
But anyway, yeah, I play a lot more Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
I still really like it. So I find myself getting sidetracked on all the stupid, hey, find a bunch of flowers.
Yeah. At a certain point, I was like, I am not picking flowers.
But I have
every gun in the game. I'm not picking flowers.
Yeah. I have actually hit the point that you mentioned where I just fast travel everywhere because I am so sick of everybody every 30 seconds. He stole my horse. Help.
Yes.
Hey, can you give me a ride? And
I'm stealing your horse.
Nobody has ever actually taken a ride. They always
steal your horse.
I did find that if you whistle for your horse, it will buck the person off.
Nice.
And then if you kill that person, you lose honor. So
after the horse bucks them?
Yes.
Yeah. Shoot them while they're on the horse.
Yeah, you shoot them on the horse. Completely
justified homicide.
Yes, exactly. Well, every homicide is justified in the Old West, pretty much.
Especially horse thievery.
Yeah.
I was reading about that. That's like the most hated crime in the Old West.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, well, horse is like your livelihood.
Yeah,
man.
Well, it's actually your life. They were saying, you know, you're riding through the desert, someone jacks your horse, you're in the middle of a desert on foot with no provisions that were probably in your saddlebags. Yeah. It's as good as killing you.
Yeah, I will say I think you undersold Mexico a little bit.
Did I?
Like, I love how the music is different, how the scenery is different, how everyone speaks Spanish, and they don't bother to translate any of it.
No. There's a little bit of Spanglish going on.
Yeah, sometimes. But in general, it's like it tries to be so super authentic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm starting to hit the point in the story, too, where I'm like, oh, I can't wait until these guys get their comeuppance.
Yep.
So, because that's always coming in these games. So.
Sure, yeah. Got to justify all the homicide somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Make evil dudes.
But yeah, I've kind of been taking my time through it because... As I mentioned last time, this is like the first game my girlfriend ever actually enjoys me watching me play. So she's like, oh, are you going to put the cowboy game in? I'm like, yes, I'm going to put the cowboy game in. We're playing the cowboy game. Like, damn right we're playing the cowboy
game. You're going to own a hat before too much. Yeah. Some boots.
Yeah, but it's funny because she doesn't even care about the story. She's like, oh, you got to kill boars. You got to get boar tusks. Why don't you go kill some boars? And I'm like, I can't find them anywhere. So I go out and like, I've used like 20 things of bait and it's always like, oh, there's a fox.
Have you not noticed on the map that there's pictures?
I went exactly where the boars are.
Okay.
And it didn't, all hey, I got was a fox.
Where
and
are my
deer.
Boars at?
I'm figuring I probably have to unlock another area, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've been progressing pretty slowly through
okay.
it. I'm like a master survivalist, but I, and I stabbed a bunch of wolves, which apparently it wanted me to do.
Yeah. I have not done that.
I've shot some cougars.
Yeah.
I'll just leave yeah. that as it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But I ain't shot them, but you know,
I'm still, honestly, I haven't, the thing is I've got, I think it's it, the meter said like 22 hours into the game, something like that. And I haven't seen very much glitchy stuff at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, if like patches hit between when you finished and when I've been playing, but I just have not experienced much of any of the jankiness.
I wasn't saying I had that much.
Mentioned you had.
You know, like I said, my couple of glitches were just like not the funny variety. They were mission ending, you know, this is a bug in the middle of a mission that is going to prevent you from doing what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, people riding around on invisible horses would be fine. I mean, yes, it takes you out of the game a little bit, but you know, that's just look at that guy.
I haven't hit that. I haven't hit any mission ending bugs, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So other than apparently boars will refuse to come out and take bait wherever.
Yeah. Good luck trying to kill beavers.
Well, those are your,
I'd have to do those too. She wanted me to find beavers.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
It's like, I found them.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I didn't.
Cougars.
They're near
beavers.
The cougars.
I went, I was just thinking, my daughter may listen to this. We're doing cougars and beavers.
I went in the water, and I died immediately, so I figured I was not going to be finding any beavers that way.
That's true. He did forget to swim.
Yeah.
I can never figure it out what it is about Rockstar people, whether they can swim or not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He is. Marston is not a swimmer.
Yeah.
Not okay. at all.
Was San Andreas the only one where he could swim?
Think so.
Yeah, Vice City. I think Vice City.
Can't he swim in GTA 4?
Oh.
I think Nico can swim in that one.
I'm trying to remember if I ever had any opportunity where I did swim or had to.
I don't remember. But still, that's just a weird...
These are questions. Burning questions.
Yeah, that's just one of those weird artificial, hey, don't go here things.
Yeah.
Which is always annoying.
Right.
Because I've died a few times from that, just from taking my horse, trying to take him along the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
And then eventually the horse is just like, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Yeah, and then the horse lands on me and kills me.
I've never had the horse land on me. I've landed on the horse, which broke my fall.
Really?
Horse didn't fare so well, but, you know.
Yeah. I shot a cougar and it fell down the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I rolled down the side of the mountain to get the pelt.
Nice.
Because I wanted it so bad. Yeah, those things.
Yep.
That's another great thing is like, I didn't realize how much I had just been randomly killing and skinning things. Cause I went to sell, I was like, you know what? I got a bunch of crap. I'm just going to sell it so I can buy some upgraded weapons. Yeah. I had 96 wolf pelts and like, and like 58 wolf,
like $600
hearts.
Worth of wolf pelts or
yes.
more.
I didn't even realize I had killed that many wolves, but apparently yes.
Nice.
I am the wolfpocalypse apparently in Red Dead Redemption.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
And then I went and had to stab some with my knife in order to become a master, whatever it is.
Wolf
hunter.
Stabber.
Yeah. Not an achievement. Wolf no. stabber.
You get an Avatar shirt for that.
I hope so.
Yeah. I want a cougar stabber shirt.
Yes. Yeah. So you haven't played it at
just,
all
just
since
the co-op.
Just the co-op.
Yeah. Just that's,
which we do need to play more of that. Because that was fun, but
it's fun, but
those missions were a bit long.
Yeah, difficult. More difficult than I was not expecting that level of difficulty in them.
Yeah, and apparently, like, once you beat them, there's an advanced version of each of them.
Oh, goody.
It's even harder.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So are you playing, are you just playing standard, normal targeting mode in it, in Red Dead?
Yeah, I started out playing expert, and I was just like, you know what? I don't really care, so I switched to normal, which snap targets.
Yeah. I only did that after the epilogue.
Really?
Yeah. I played the whole game in expert. I don't know why.
It made it
feel more real for some reason. I don't know.
Did you get the shoot the birds off of the moving train challenge?
I don't think so.
Oh. Because I was going to say that on expert would be a pain in the ass. Because, you have to, I think it's like you have to shoot 5 birds while you're on the moving train.
Yeah. I didn't, I didn't go around doing too much crazy extra stuff. I kind of plowed through the story for the most part. So, yeah, story and Stranger Missions. That's,
I've been the complete opposite, I guess. Yeah. But
well, I think, you know, like I said, it's not a spoiler that you can continue fucking around in the game after you beat it. So
yeah, all I heard is like there's only one quest that closes down, which is the I Know You guy. I Know You Stranger, because apparently you do.
Yeah, I'm not saying this, you know, Stranger
what
quests
happens, but
aren't, you know, are not necessarily available forever, but, you know, just running around doing stupid things is.
Yeah, I just find it interesting that I've been so into this game, and GTA 4, I just kind of shut off at a certain point, because I know I'm far past the point I was in GTA 4.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, considering I'm like the biggest fan of GTA 3 and GTA Vice City that you might ever find. So I don't know why I just kind of gave up on those. But this one, I guess it's maybe just because there's not enough cowboy games out there.
Damn right.
You think for, you know, you think about kids and they're always playing Cowboys and Indians, and it's like, why are there so few cowboy games? There's like those, there's the Call of Juarez and Outlaws from whenever that was, 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah. I think there's a couple more out there, but not many.
Yeah. It just seems weird that that's a genre that never kind of took off.
Yeah.
Of course, apparently
Outlaws
they sold
was a LucasArts
yeah.
game. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. It was just, it was on a crappy engine that was the only issue with it. Because it was on the, I think like the Dark Forces engine that they used.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I like those. I like Dark Forces games. So
yeah, I mean, the first one, yeah, it was awesome. Jedi Knight was awesome, but it was like they made, you know, Jedi Knight, and then they made Outlaws after that, but it was still on the old Dark Forces engine and not like the 3D one.
Oh, I see.
It was
kind of
like that Duke Nukem 3D, 2.5D type.
Right.
So.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. 2.5D. It just seems weird that that's a genre that, and maybe it speaks that Red Dead Redemption went so ballistic as far as sales go that people wanted that.
Need more cowboys.
Yeah. I didn't think I wanted it, but yeah, I love that freaking game.
Call of Duty Old West.
Call of Duty Coming Civil
soon.
War.
Yeah. Call of Duty Civil War. Yep.
Gray Ops.
Coming soon. Blue Ops, Gray Ops. Yeah. It's two different packages.
Yep.
Two different games. Combine them.
Like Pokemon Silver and Gold.
Yeah. That's a total Bobby Kotick. We can sell two games. It'll be the same thing, just different colors.
Each side gets an exclusive soldier.
Yeah, and avatar items. Yep. Gangbusters. Listen to us, Robert.
No, please don't.
I at this point, I kind of want
I don't
them.
Want the taint of evil on our podcast.
No, I want that. I want them to just run the Call of Duty name into the ground like they've done Tony Hawk at this point. I have zero interest in Black Ops or anything else Call of Duty. It's over for me.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And to me, it's
I don't know.
It's over.
I'll still get Black Ops.
Yeah. No. I didn't play World at War enough to care. I mean,
World at War wasn't as bad as everyone made it out to be.
I didn't think it was bad. It wasn't compelling to me.
It was good. It was just annoying as fuck on Veteran.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
I don't know. Yeah. I still like that game.
Anyway, has anybody been playing anything else? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller?
You know me.
Yeah, I know you.
Rock Band.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've been playing. No, you played some Blur.
Yeah, definitely Blur.
Blur.
And you guys have drugged me into the Borderlands.
We have.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming.
Not so much.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Well, Jeffrey, you've been off like silent over there.
I have been playing some Project Gotham Racing 4.
Okay.
Oh, really?
A very fun racing game. You know, for someone like me who is not interested in tweaking cars and playing, you know, a wannabe mechanic. I'm enjoying the game a lot. You know, I just get to go and drive, which is exactly what I want, and liking the game a lot. The price point doesn't hurt. You get it for about $20.
That sounds like a value pick.
Well, it's not going to be my value pick for this week.
Well, you're just bringing extra value. This is why we have you here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played quite a bit of 4.
I don't think the setup we
I love 2.
The setup we didn't really have here with Jeff is that he's like a ninja master of classic gaming.
Yeah, I'm big into the old school gaming and also too damn cheap to buy games for $60.
Sure.
So the value gaming portion of this segment is probably going to be where I shine.
Okay.
There we go.
That's not, that works. But, I mean, you literally have, like, sealed box copies of NES games and things like that in your collection, right?
I think the proudest member of my collection is the Rob, you know, the robot from
you got
Nintendo.
A Rob?
That is sealed. You know, it came in the Nintendo Action Pack. and Rob has never been busted out of the packaging. So,
so you have never played Gyromite.
Well, I've played another one. I actually found this, you know, a sealed copy. Figured I would put it away and stash it and maybe pay for my daughter's education one day.
Yeah.
You never know.
So what was Gyromite and what? Something stack?
Stack 'em.
Stack 'em.
Stack 'em. Yes. Yeah. I only ever remember Gyromite because that's a good game name.
Okay. It is.
It's a good old school game name. You got to have one that's got fun ring to it. Gyromite.
Yeah.
Gyromite.
Sinistar.
Ice.
Super Mario Brothers 3. Wait, that kind of doesn't. Rygar.
Yes. Now you're talking my language, sir.
Yeah.
I've also been playing some Trials.
Okay.
For, Xbox Live Arcade. Yeah,
did you kind of did you get that thanks to the summer of
I did, of course. Excitebike meets Tony Hawk. You know, so a really interesting game. It's not on sale anymore, but I would strongly recommend that one as well.
How are you doing in it? Are you frustrated yet?
I'm not frustrated yet. Some of the achievements seem a little hard to chase, but you know, I'm doing fairly well, and I would definitely recommend it if you're a fan of Excitebike at all.
Yeah. I played the demo. I could not get through even the levels in the demo. Okay. And said, yeah, $10, because I think that's what it was on sale for
right.
Whenever I played it. And I was like, if I can't get through the demo,
$10
is probably
harder,
a bit
yes.
much for me to, because that was when I knew I would be rage quitting frequently. Though I do like that they do instant restarts.
There that is like the instant restarts, but that will kill that you on the achievements. A lot of the achievements really? You have to go on the first run.
Okay, then it's a good thing I did not buy that game.
Yeah, probably one you'd want to skip at that point then.
But yeah, but man, that game looks awesome though. Like, it's got some really nice, you know, lighting and
I'm gonna have to go check out modeling.
It's fun, you know, a lot of flips on the bike and you know, climbing.
Flips and
yeah, it feels almost like a puzzle game kind of at certain parts because you have to have like a certain amount of speed going into certain jumps
right, to make the certain jumps or yeah. or some jumps. If you're going too fast, you're going to bang your head on the object above you. Mm-hmm. So
that will kind of tweak you mad.
It. Yeah,
yeah. That's a game. I'm angry enough as it is, so it's probably good that I stayed away from Trials.
How far into Explosion Man did you actually get?
I think further than me.
Yeah, I'm on like World 2-9, I think, something like that.
I think I'm
like, I'm getting there. I've settled into a mode of playing like a level a night because that's about all I can get
before you throw something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty much. Because I love the game, but man, there's some levels I'm just like, because I think it was level 2-5. I decided whoever designed level 2-5 of Explosion Man, I'm gonna find you one day. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass.
Wow. So strong words.
Yeah. But I will say this for whoever did that. When I beat it, I was like, I am the master of video games. I am the best ever
and that's
at
why,
anything.
That's why when you go up that threatening gesture, he's going to be like, you're welcome.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but that level was just sadistic.
Yeah. My one requirement is if you find this guy and follow through with the beatdown, you go, ma! As you beat him.
Explode again.
Yeah. Cake.
Yep. But yeah, I've been making sure I get the cake on every level as well,
okay.
Which is probably added to my frustration.
Probably.
But yeah.
While we're talking about that, can I just point out how ridiculously excited I am for Comic Jumper?
You know, I went back and watched that preview again, and I'm... it looks good.
I cannot wait for that game. That looks like it's finally going to be the perfect Twisted Pixel game in my mind.
Twisted what?
Twisted Pixel.
It's tough to say.
It is.
Yeah. Did you hear the lead designer on Rock Band 3 left to go work for them?
Okay.
Just interesting.
Interesting.
He must have said, you know what? I think we've pushed Rock Band as far as it's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, looking at Rock Band 3, it's like, what else can they do? Which was
add new, harder ways of playing.
Tambourine and kazoo.
Yes. I want Kazoo Hero.
That's Rock Band 4.
I would buy that.
I know.
Yeah.
I can hum. I can beaker.
There's more than that to playing a
Not
good
much.
Kazoo.
Not much more.
You don't get it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they make fun games.
Yeah.
They make games with personality, which is what I like.
Yeah.
But man, I haven't played the Maw yet.
Well, Maw,
was there any like anything on the frustration level.
No, that's just fun. Maw is amazing and short, and
it's just fun.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's like a probably play through a second time if you want to get all the achievements kind of thing, because it's sort of like by the time you settle into playing it, it's over kind of game. Unfortunately,
too bad.
It's kind of like,
because I remember you saying that. I remember you saying it's very short.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's slightly worse than like the first Katamari. I felt like the first Katamari, by the time you're actually like really getting into playing it, it's like, oh, it's over. I'm sucking up continents. It's over.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, but I mean, when I played Katamari, I got like, I was getting everything that was possibly get in those games.
I mean, like I said, the very first one was kind of short.
Yeah.
But
didn't it come out as a value game?
Anyway? Oh, yeah, they were.
Like they were all first, when they first released it, was $20.
Yeah, right? they meant for it to be kind of short. Yeah. But yeah, Maw's pretty short. Definitely very unique and cool, though. So
Comic Jumper, what I know nothing about it except they make it. And I would assume it's comic book.
It's a side-scrolling platformer slash shooter, you know, a la, you know, right thumbstick looks like it's going to aim, and you just have unlimited bullets, kind of like Smash TV-ish, but 2D. And but the Comic Jumper is, he's a character, and he jumps between different types of comic books. Like, he jumps to, like, Silver Age comics, and he jumps to, like, fantasy comics and anime or manga, I guess. And then like modern age, I think that's the four they have announced. I don't know if they're going to,
that sounds pretty awesome.
Do. And everything changes. Like the way he looks, the art style, everything changes, like the music. And yeah. And when he goes, I mean, like manga is literally like black and white with a little bit of color splashes and weird shit, like floaty boy head. Well,
he had nostril hairs coming after him.
They're insane.
Yeah.
That's what I love about them. They're like, anything that a normal game company would beat out of them, they'd be like, no, don't, you can't do that. No, yeah.
Silver Age looks so amazing. I mean, it's actually like stippled, you know,
it's
like
pencil edges.
Yeah, it's like badly printed Silver Age comics. And the humor is like, you know, you're a woman, you can't do that. You know, like, like 1950s ideology stuff. Yeah.
When is that supposed to come out?
They say soon, but that's all they're saying. I think they're shooting for before fall, but we're coming up on that. So
who knows? It going to be Xbox only, or is it be on PS3 also?
I don't know.
Because I think their other ones were Xbox only, if I remember right.
They may be. I think Explosion Man might have come out on the PS3, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. Well, either way, just your description of it. Yeah, I think. I'll be getting that.
Yeah, I'm 100% sold. I haven't even touched it yet.
You can download the video for the demo.
They had an E3 video you can download.
Okay.
It's neat.
I'll have to check that out.
There may be other people that we like that do journalism that may have longer looks at it.
Oh, you mean websites?
Yes, websites.
Yeah, that's cool. I've heard that there are some of those on
the
internet.
Yeah, there are other people that talk about games. I know.
Copycats.
Yeah, we found this out after the fact.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've also been playing Zombie Apocalypse.
Okay.
I remember I said, yeah, $5, feel like I overspent. I don't know why, but I just keep going back to that game.
Okay.
Though I'm on, I think there are 55 days in the game, and I'm on day 53.
Okay.
That's a lot of time in Zombie Apocalypse.
It's real time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just kind of like, it's one of those games where I've kind of locked in, and I can get through, you know, a 10-15 minute level without dying now, which is really freaking hard in that game. But I'm gonna have to get you guys to come over or something and sign in and play when I get the day 55 achievement, just so you guys can get it easily.
Oh, okay. I like.
And there's also a mode called 7 Days of Hell, in which the levels
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I made it to day 3, because there were just. Like, it's like if the normal levels last 5 to 10 minutes, these levels last like up to 20. It feels like, I'm pretty sure it was about 20 minutes per level of just nonstop. Like, if you can imagine Smash TV, just everything that they pouring out at you for 20 minutes, you know, that's kind of how that game goes. So I'm clearing out quite a few achievements by doing this, but I don't know. It's funny though. It's like for the amount I've played, I still can't recommend it. Okay. That makes any sense. But I don't know why, but I keep playing that damn game. I don't know. It's like, have you ever had that where it's a game like, you know, it's not really that good, but you just keep playing it anyway?
I may be talking a little bit about one of those. later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just one of those weird love-hate achievements. And it's like, I know I'm exactly... I don't even know how to say it now. I know that I've seen everything there is to see in the game 50 times over now. And yet I keep going to see what the last level has waiting for me.
Yeah. That's kind of me with Heavy Weapon. I've put a lot of time into that damn game. But the, like, I think I have two achievements left, maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of one of those things, like, I don't think I'm ever going to get it. And I'm not really playing to get that. I'm just kind of playing to play.
Yeah.
Is it? I think one of the ones you had left is something like having four people not get hit.
No, I think the one I have is like survive a certain number of rounds without dying or using a nuke. And it's a very large amount of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I seem to remember playing that with you on like one of the survival modes or something.
Yeah. There's
like survive for this long.
Yeah. It was like survive as long as you can. That's, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. That game's fun. That game.
Yeah. You forget to blink, but you know, it's still fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a game where like there's so much going on the screen by the end of it. You're just like, I can't even see where my guy is anymore.
And this is one of the games we're talking about this on the 360 because it's I want to say free to play, or, you know, like most PopCap games, you can play it online or mm-hmm. download it for a nominal fee. But it sucks on the PC. It is really terrible on the PC. Number one, it is not meant to be mouse and keyboard controlled. So maybe if you have a gamepad, it's playable, but it just feels off. I mean, it feels like one of those, like, two different studios made the two different versions.
Really?
It just doesn't feel right on the PC at all.
Hmm.
So, because, yeah, I was bored one day and had internet access, and I was like, oh, Heavy Weapon. And I was like, oh, God, I'm terrible at this. Like,
why does Heavy Weapon suck now?
Yeah, it is definitely what a happened? Dual analog kind of game.
Yeah.
But, the hell else have I been playing? Played some Red Dead. Oh, I have joined the collective of beating the greatest game of our generation. I believe it's been called by some critics that have sat in this room. And that's 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
Oh, if only BJ were here to hear that.
Yeah. That is not a very good game. I'm gonna lay the truth on you guys for once. We've talked up this game.
How could it not be? I don't understand.
Well, all kidding aside now, I'm going to say that this is not a very good game. Were this not for 50 Cent's face and likeness and words and music being slapped all over it, there is no way I would recommend this game. That being said, the novelty factor alone warrants playing this game. Just don't do what I did, which is play the whole game on the hardest difficulty setting. Unless you don't mind, like, replaying the check. Let's just say the checkpointing system is not great in this game. So you will be replaying certain sections multiple times on hard because you get about 2, 3, maybe 4 gunshots on you and you're dead, you know, in a mostly almost Gears of War style ripoff. Meaning you've got to shoot those dudes as many times, and headshots don't necessarily take somebody down in one shot kind of thing. So I punished myself and played it through on the hardest difficulty level, just to praying that there was the retroactive achievement system that I would get it for beating it on medium and hard. And I did. So they did do that at least.
So they didn't punish you too much.
No.
They just punished you by having you actually play through the game.
Right. Which, and this is a spoiler, but not, never end a game like this with a vehicle level. The very last level in the game is a vehicle level, which is this game's weakest point. It is a floaty, terribly controlled Hummer thing that you drive in this game.
Is that what you hit big ass ramps with?
That is where you are told to hit a large ass ramp over there, 50, sir.
Nice.
Yes, but yes, the very last level is a vehicle level, and yeah, it's like, wow, way to take any thunder out of the ending of this game there may have possibly been by giving me another, like, the second shitty vehicle level. Hmm. So it's mostly all run around. There's 2 vehicle levels and 1 turret sequence level, you know, like you're in a helicopter in the gunner seat. So
So it's kind of like Gears of War 2.
A lot like that, yes. but
is there a giant
with less of
glowing
that
thing that you shoot part for 20 minutes?
No. No glowing no things you shoot. No.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't figured
there's
out.
There's also
with
like
games.
What's that story? It's story missing that part of oh Gears of War 2.
How could 50 Cent Blood on the Sand not have it? Does he find his skull? Can you spoil that for me?
I'm afraid I cannot reveal the secrets of the whereabouts of his cranial apparatus.
Oh, come on. You're no fun, dude.
No. Can't do that.
Now, yeah.
Didn't Halo find 3 skull. Didn't Halo 3 end on a vehicle level?
Yes.
Yeah, but vehicle driving in that was good, or pretty good.
Gotcha.
Yeah. See, that was an epic ending, though.
It really was.
Yeah. Not this.
Not this, okay.
No.
That's kind of a bummer.
You do not end in a big-ass ramp into fireballs.
But it's a Hummer.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, now I'm talking about, I'm spoiling right, the Halo 3. That was hitting a big-ass ramp as a giant fireball is exploding behind you mm-hmm. and, you know, missing everything but a good yeehaw as you do it, mm-hmm. which I provided every yeah. time I played through it. But,
I was going, did it in it. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah. This is not that. Mm. The weirdest thing is, like, apparently when you're in a vehicle in, Irakistan or wherever this game takes place.
Is that what they call no. it?
somewhere where there's a lot of sand and some blood on it. But apparently whenever you're in a vehicle in this mythical country, you automatically go downhill. That's one thing I've noticed. Like both the driving sequences seem like they have a slight decline the whole time.
So you're just driving downhill?
Yeah. It's
the
just
whole time.
Kind of weird. Like,
then why do you even need to hit the ramp?
Yeah, especially the final one. It's just like, yay, the 50 was at the top of the mountain, and now he has to drive down it very, very quickly. And because, yeah, it's just like, it's this...
That's king of the hill, motherfucker.
It's this crazy, like, how far can I go downhill? You know, just like downhill. I mean, maybe that's supposed to add the excitement to it that I wasn't feeling.
Listen, Irakistan is a very mountainous terrain.
It is. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think I was hitting the taunt.
Are we going to play co-op in this or
I
not?
Don't think I was hitting the taunt button enough. I think that's what I was really
yeah.
forgetting to do in the single player experience. Because to be honest with you, when you're playing on hard, you really can't fuck around. I didn't go find a lot of posters or targets or the stupid hidden collectible stuff that serves no purpose whatsoever. Unless you've got to unlock those last two 50 Cent music videos that are on the disc.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. I have this thing called the internet.
Oh. Yeah.
In worst case, I spend $2 on iTunes and save myself hours of time. But I also don't feel the need to have 50 Cent music videos per se. Though the one with Snoop Dogg is fun, but I'll just throw that out there.
All right.
I believe that's for PIMP, maybe.
That's another box quote right there.
Yeah.
The one with Snoop is all right.
Snoop Dogg is all right.
The video with Snoop is all right.
I believe that's PIMP, but. I also realize there's a bunch of 50 songs on there that don't automatically play in the background unless you go in and check them on the jukebox.
Oh, really?
Like Inda Club and Wangsta.
Oh, it's in there?
Yeah, it's in there. It's just not playing by
BJ
default.
Led me to believe Guns Go Off was the only song you would hear through the entirety of the game.
Well, you can turn any song off, too.
Oh, okay.
Can you turn them all off?
Yes. actually, that's actually one of the kind of cool things you can play, like an instrumental version of the soundtrack.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Which I almost did, but then I was like, it was like I was considering doing that, and then I found the other songs, and I was like, okay, this may be less annoying now than hearing the six
my
songs.
Interest has peaked a little bit, knowing that I can turn the music off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is not a game you're going to want to play around your daughter. I'm just, anywhere, probably not even with her in the house.
Entire motherfucking generations are ended.
That is pretty much an exact quote from Senior Anthony Cocaine says, I am going to kill your entire motherfucking generation.
Is that the taunt button? Is that what he says when you hit the taunt
button?
That is
one of his, yes. But when you're playing single player, you can't play the ancillary characters. You have to play 50.
That's 50.
Yeah.
Curtis.
Yes, Curtis Jackson.
Huh.
The 50th.
Yeah. We're going to have to play this. Sorry. I'm going to have to do it, but
you're going to make me, well, I don't know.
I'm not,
the,
I'm
the
gonna,
problem is
I'm
like, we're going to
have the lyrics on. Cause I just don't hear the N word often enough. Every day,
you really don't. You really don't.
Yeah. So I will turn the lyrics on.
Okay.
But it is interesting. You get instrumental versions.
I'm wondering is if I'm playing over here, I can play the instrumental version cause you can't co-op same screen, you know, it's going to be over the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I have my $2 copy.
Okay.
So I'm ready. Eventually.
Yes.
Someday. Well,
someday I need someday some, guns will go off.
Yeah, when I need a cheap Gears of War ripoff, I will know where to go.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more about 50 Cent than I really wanted to talk, but I spent a couple days going through that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit longer than BJ's 6 or 7 whatever hours.
Yeah, he sat down like it was a marathon session, but he didn't do it on hard difficulty.
Switching back, because I realized I was like just a little bit money short to get a couple of achievements for buying everything. Mm-hmm. So I went back and played a level I remembered had copious amounts of money on it. Mm-hmm. On a, I don't remember if I played easy or normal, but it was like, well, good God. I mean, I could just stand here and let them shoot me. You know, it's night and day kind of difference.
Well, that's kind of like you told me to do with Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
Because you wrapped it up. You 1,000 it. Mm-hmm. You cleared it all out, right?
Yeah, I don't think that
I don't think about. You had done that by last podcast. Yeah, I can't remember.
1,000, no.
But yeah, you passed it on and you said just play it on easy and then go back and play through it on hard.
Yeah. Like you play through the game to get your 75%, you know, completion to get your achievements on easy and then just go straight story and play it on hard. So
yeah,
that's the way
which I'll be doing.
Yeah. Because straight story on hard didn't, I think I did that in like 2 days. I'm, you know, 2 evenings or so. Because when you're just going straight for the agency missions and, I mean, I skipped a bunch of the faction missions because you don't have to do them. You only have to do enough to unlock the next agency mission.
Yeah, that's an interesting debate that achievements have kind of brought up.
Okay.
Is, you know, like, whenever you pick up a game, it's always, well, do I do it on the hardest setting just to get all the achievements out of the way? Or do I do it on the easy one and then go back later once I actually know how to play the game and go through on impossible or whatever?
Yeah, but it takes a game like this that I actually like to even make me consider it.
Yeah.
I mean, most games, I'm like, I finish it on normal, I'm like, done. You know.
Well, that's what I'm doing to myself. Like Mass Effect, I'm still playing through on Insanity. Dead Space, I still have my hard mode like somewhere midway through the game because that's the only achievement I have left. And I beat Alan Wake.
No.
Yeah, I was halfway through. It's interesting. When we recorded the last podcast, I was exactly halfway through the game, and that's about the worst point of the game.
Oh, okay.
It actually got better in Acts 4, 5, and 6.
How many more thermoses did you find?
I found all of the thermoses.
What?
Every single thermos.
How many was that?
100 thermoses.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
87 plus 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, my 87 is not too far off.
A lucky 13 additional thermoses. Yeah, I found all the manuscripts. I basically found all the collectibles in the damn game. And the only achievement I have left is to beat it on hard and Nightmare, which Nightmare unlocks after you beat it on hard. Yes, I see you banging your head on the microphone right now.
Gently this time.
Yeah, I beat the first and second act on Nightmare, which they shouldn't call it Nightmare mode. They should call it save your fucking ammo and just run mode.
That's a little long to fit on the screen.
Yeah.
You'd have to have like a pretty really, big 1080p
that should
TV.
Be the name of it because they just made it like you're going to get your ass kicked. You're going to die instantly and you just may as well run.
Okay.
But the problem is you start running and you keep triggering more guys.
Oh, okay.
So eventually you've got like this freak show running behind you and a you turn around and look.
Flannel shirt shadow guys.
Yeah. You turn around and there's like 15 guys running after you with sickles and pitchforks and God knows what. And,
and this is what you're letting me borrow.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, okay. And then of course you get
you're
to the
not playing it on Nightmare though.
No,
right?
Probably not.
Don't even play it on normal.
Don't
just
play it
trust
on normal.
Me. Play it on normal. Don't even try to go harder than that. Well, I mean hard. There's no point in playing it on hard because it unlocks Nightmare after you beat it anyway. So yeah, so the only achievements I have left are being on Nightmare Hard and finding all the manuscript pages, the extra ones that are on Nightmare, which...
Oh boy.
Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but in that game, don't conserve ammo. Just when you go through it, if you get a good weapon, use it. Because every time you beat a level, you lose everything. And you start off with nothing.
That's not so cool. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's really not. And it gets annoying. And you learn it after like the first two levels, like, no... Because there's always, you know, some in-game excuse usually for, oh, I crashed my car and now I don't have my gun anymore. You
but
know,
I
that
still
sort
got
of thing.
All my thermoses.
Yeah. But there's a certain point where, like, it's just like, oh, thank God we made it. And then you start the next level and it's like, okay, how come I have a gun with 6 bullets and that's it? I had, like, an ammo crate carried around with me from that last level. I had a shotgun and I had a hunting rifle and...
I duct taped the thermoses to
I
the
had,
car.
Yeah,
but
I had, like, 20...
They're gonna make it.
Yeah, I had 20 flares. My flare gun had about 16 rounds in it, and now I'm down to a 6-shooter and a crappy little flashlight.
Yay.
But I will say this, the story got more pretentious than I thought it would, but it also got better than I thought it would.
Hmm.
And it didn't go quite where I thought it was going to go.
So it reached the right level of pretentiousness?
No.
Oh.
It's still not a good story.
Okay.
Don't let anybody who's telling you that it's a good story and that's why you should play the game. They're idiots.
There are people that still read Stephen King now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are people who want to, I don't know. I there's part of me that wants to just spoil the hell out of it.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where they set it up for a sequel and they shouldn't have. They should have made it a self-contained story and it would have been much better.
Okay.
And I'm just going to
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, now that you've completed the Thermos Quest, what's your take on the DLC? Are you interested in that or are you just
done? The first one is free because I bought a new copy, so
Revenge of I'll the play Thermos.
It. Okay. I'll definitely play it.
It's the hot copy.
I mean there's Yeah, it's
film.
It's still despite my misgivings about it, it got a lot better. Act 5 I really enjoyed, which is basically an act where you have companions with you, and I will say this, the character Barry, when you play it, you're going to hate him at first.
Barry
will probably end up being your favorite character by the end of the game.
Wow.
Because Alan Wake is kind of a douche throughout the entire game.
Hmm.
He's kind of just he's a dick to everybody. And Barry is just like the perfect foil to that.
Okay.
So yeah. I mean, the game is better than I thought. I still would just rent it. I would not buy it.
Or borrow it.
I'm borrowing
it. Or you borrow it from me. And
yeah.
But yeah, I will most likely get the DLC, so.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good. And even though I'm monopolizing everything, speaking of DLC.
What?
Got Overlord DLC for Mass Effect 2.
Oh.
Fans only. Yeah. Completists only. That's not good. That's pretty much what I'm going to say about it. It's a fun mission, but you get nothing out of it other than a little bit more story that doesn't tie into anything else.
Oh.
And you don't. And, you know, usually you figure, oh, like Dragon Age, you get a super weapon at the end of it or something, you know, or something that you can use. You basically do not take anything out from that except achievement points and experience if you don't have it yet.
So it's like it's the Operation Anchorage of Mass Effect 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing. So, I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff in there. Like I won't even spoil it, but there's some cool stuff they do graphically to change the game up.
Okay.
Near the end of the missions, but in general, I would only get it if you like really, really love Mass Effect 2
and want to play more. I picked up Kasumi and other things, and I still haven't gone back to it. I mean, I've got those sitting there.
I liked Kasumi. I liked Kasumi's mission better.
I mean, I haven't even put it in. I've never even done the tank thing, whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to use the tank. You get to use the tank thing again
okay. In
the new one. But yeah, I would say only if you're like just dying for more Mass Effect 2. That's the only way. Only reason I'd get it. Especially at $7.
Mm.
It's one of those things that probably, I mean, you know, $5 versus $7 isn't that much money, but it probably should have been like $5.
560 space dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it bad that I can do that conversion that fast?
Yeah. I still hate space.
Wait, is that right though? No. That's
yes.
No. 560?
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's $7.
No. Cause yeah, four was something. Four is five. Yeah. Four is $5. Right.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You and your damn math. Always mathing around.
No one told me there'd be math on this show.
Yeah.
Come on.
Math effect.
Yeah, I'm right. I think. Maybe.
Maybe.
Don't care.
But either way, it's if it goes on one of those deal of the week sales and you're a big Mass Effect 2 fan, get it, but I would not pay full price for it.
Right.
Yep.
Speaking of not paying full price.
Not paying full price.
Very very quick. Now this can segue into our talk. We can do this before we take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we going to talk Borderlands, but I have to say I'm stupid enough that I rebought Borderlands on the PC because of Steam's super crazy summer sale, the very last day, which was Sunday into Monday morning, because that's when I got it. They had Borderlands for the PC for $11.
Oh, I wish you had said something. I probably would pick it up for PC myself.
All the
I would have too.
The DLC. I think $374 a piece. Hmm. I have all of Borderlands for like $21 on the PC.
That's freaking incredible.
Yeah, I almost did Just Cause 2 because it was $25, and the DLC for it would have been like another $3. I mean, it was stupid low. So I almost did it, but then I was like, I've spent 60 hours on the Xbox One. I don't need this.
Yeah, I'm curious. You got everything you.
Yeah, I'm curious. To get out of that. I you know how much better it looks because it. I mean, the thing that almost made me go. I want it, is because it is a DirectX 10 and 11 only game. You have to have like Windows Vista or 7 and
really
a DirectX 10 card or better. So that means graphics are good.
The thing I've heard about Borderlands on PC versus 360.
Well, that's Just Cause 2. Borderlands.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Borderlands is older too. That's fine.
I don't know. Just Cause 2 looks pretty awesome on 360 anyway. So
I'm just curious.
I don't see what would be better.
Really shiny. I mean, I'm sure if you have a kick-ass enough video card, you could probably like turn on the draw distance to like ridiculous. Because there is some clipping in the 360.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah, but as far as Borderlands go, I've heard that the 360 is still the superior version.
Oh, well, sure it
is. Other than graphically.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think I installed it just because I want to see what it looks like on the PC, but it's probably going to get deleted. And it's more like I'm basically at this point, I'm building up my Steam collection. So 8 years from now,
when
my 360 is dead and buried and I don't want to dig it out, I can go, I liked this game. Click, install.
Like us with Psychonauts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, I've noticed that Steam kind of becomes the archive copy.
It is.
For you. It's like, okay, I'll always have this because unless Valve shuts down completely.
Which I don't see because it's...
Which I don't see happening anytime soon, but... Yeah. But yeah, you'll always be able to re-download it. And can Borderlands be played on Mac?
I don't think it's... There's only like 10 or 12 games on the Steam that are
dual. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Alas.
Yeah, all the Valve games I think now are, because they've now brought Team Fortress 2 and what was it? What else were they missing? Half-Life? No, Counter-Strike I know is on there now.
Mm-hmm. I know Portal's on it.
I don't think actually... No, Half-Life 2 I don't think is there yet, but it's going to be. I could be wrong.
What was the other game I played that was from Valve on the 360?
No, recently? Portal?
Hmm?
Left 4 Dead?
Yeah,
Left 4 Dead, that's
Left
4
Deads. Those I don't think are Mac yet. Actually, I think Half-Life 2 is, but people were complaining, why wouldn't they do Half-Life Source, make it Mac compatible? Because if you've had a Mac this whole time, you've never played the first Half-Life. They've never made a Mac version, ever. So a lot of people were saying, you know, that shouldn't be so hard. You've got the Source engine, just tweak it. You know? Whatever.
Yeah.
Mac people.
Whatevs.
I hate those fuckers. Oh, wait.
Not as much as Ubuntu people.
Yeah, kidding.
Neckbeard. Fucking neck beards.
So, do you want to talk Borderlands now, or do you want to wait for break? Because I mean, we're close to break time, and I don't know how much you want to talk about it. I don't have much to say that I haven't already said.
We'll do the speed round.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably get away with speed round.
Speed round now.
So you bought it?
No. After break.
After. Okay.
Oh, okay. You want to wait?
All right. We'll break it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can do that.
All right. We'll be back very quickly. Listen to some video game music that I found.
Welcome back. No quarter, second half.
Woohoo.
Still episode 12.
Yep. Sure is.
But this time we got half of it done already.
Oh. Wow. That's optimistic. That's or
optimistic.
I don't know.
Half of it to do.
Or pessimistic. It depends on if you like doing this live or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Fuck
BJ's not here, so there's your answer for one of us.
Whoa. What?
Oh, wait. Hey.
Nah.
I don't know what that meant. Nah. I think it was a
we feel bad. We feel bad he should be here, but...
Well, he's not here, and he didn't play any
games. But you
know
what? He's on vacation, not working, unlike us, so...
Yeah, so fuck him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, as we teased before the break...
Let's get the Borderlands talk out of the way.
The Borderlands speed round.
Was once a Borderlands virgin, no more.
You just said BJ.
Yeah.
T-Stroll.
Well, he's in that
seat. He's in BJ's seat, so it's very disorienting.
Okay, Testrel, the Borderlands virgin...
So, what do you think?
No, well, I'll let you know once I actually get to fight Cromrax.
Oh. You mean you've spending time following us around?
That solely depends on your...
No. I do want to take down this giant cockroach-looking thing.
Yeah, you've been our elevator bitch for a while, so...
Yeah.
But I've gotten really good at that.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm.
So X. have you been playing through the regular game?
Been doing finishing a lot of the missions.
Yeah.
I believe it or not, I still got to go back to like the unexpansion stuff and finish out a lot of that.
Yeah. Oh, it took me a while to clear.
You
out
have a lot to go, sir. Stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty long game.
There's only
I think we pretty much effectively talked you out of buying Mad Moxie, which is fine. You really
Well, I saw that the $20 pack tonight actually at one of the box stores.
Yeah, no, you can get that. That's no problem. I'm just saying, I don't even know if it's worth, because that's you'd pay the same price. It's the same. That's the thing. It's like, if you're going to do that, you're going to put that on a disc.
General you make it Knox, cheaper. General Knox isn't on that disc.
No, it's not. No. But what I'm saying is it's the exact same price as buying them off of Xbox Live, and you still are going to install them. Mm-hmm. I mean, so
I know
you serve no purpose of, never mind.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. I totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and yes, you've dissuaded me from.
It's
from
almost worth it for a Zombie Island documentary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You spend that $10 and get that and just forget Moxie. Because I can tell you right now, we don't want to do it again. I've done it enough that I don't want to ever do that again.
I think I still have to do it to get my extra skill point on my second playthrough, but that's about it.
It's just an arena, isn't it? With waves and waves.
Three different little arenas. And
it's like the worst form of horde mode that I've seen thus far.
Pretty much.
It highlights all the flaws of the game.
Like I said, the bank is the only saving thing. And really, when you get us to a certain level, you don't need a bank. You know
what you mean the level where you're throwing weapons off the edge of a cliff because...
They're in your way? Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much where we are. But yeah, I mean, the bank is nice and all, but I mean, honestly, the only thing the bank brought me was like, now I'm keeping the stupid weapons that aren't any good, but they're funny.
Yeah.
Like
I kept a lot of the stupid unique ones.
Yeah, now I have the boomstick and I'm going to keep it forever. You know, before it was like, oh, I don't have room for this.
Mm-hmm.
Time to throw this away.
So how many points do you have in it now? You've only had it like a week, right? It's been maybe a little more?
A little longer than that, but... Close to 900.
you're at like 900 something.
Yeah. Out of 1500,
Yeah. And not that much of it was DLC stuff, if I remember right.
Mm-mm, no.
So you really...
I'm grinding the heck out of the game. I really am.
You still haven't done the memory card to Moo thing yet,
no,
have you?
No, I have not.
Yeah, because one of these days you need to do that, bring it over here, and see if you get all the instant achievements logging into my game.
Yeah.
That's how I got them.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't want them.
Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, like, it's just so you can get his, you know, when you're that close and you're going to get close to 1500, just get the Moxie achievements. However, you know, if you can come over here and log in for 30 seconds, travel there and suddenly boom, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Moxie's so unfortunate on that. What I think is such a great game. You know?
Yeah. Has there been any word of more DLC? That we know.
I think they said they were going to, but then
they never said anything.
I think
else.
Like enough time has passed now. I think it's too late.
It's done.
Yeah, I think it's done. I think you just move on and make Borderlands 2, which is fine. I mean, really, Nox is how you end it. I mean, that's a ginormous DLC pack that should have probably cost $20.
Is the whole desert part of that?
The desert.
The desert below him.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
That's all part of that download.
Yeah, all that roads and everything. I mean, there's like two separate directions you can go with different little areas in each one.
Well, that's where I'm running around grinding, basically. I'm having fun there.
Okay.
Yeah. You really don't even need to grind.
Yeah, there's no
reason. You just need to join a few Cromorax games. And
or just we'll go do quests. I mean, you'll do the quests in that area and you'll get Buku experience. But anyway. Yeah.
But we're glad you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely having fun with it.
It's nice that everyone we've recommended it to, like we haven't had anybody yet who's been like, nah, I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
Well,
because Greencapped was really loving it too. He was another one who checked it out and picked it up.
Right now, that it actually comes close to being in the budget buy range too. It's $40.
Yeah, you got it for 40?
Yep.
Yeah. Sooner or later, there'll be a gold box, or I guess they won't call it a GOTY edition, but I don't know if it got anybody's game of the year except from No
Ours.
Quarters.
Yeah. That's enough. Hey.
It gets the golden quarter.
Hey, Gearbox.
It doesn't exist because we're no quarters.
Yeah. Gearbox, call us.
We want box quotes.
We want box quotes.
Mad Moxie sucks, but the rest is awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Cromrax.
Mad Moxie.
Yeah.
No, I've seen him.
Yeah. You briefly. Saw him explode into an item pinata. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Fun game.
Oh. Those were your first two... pearlescence
too. Oh yeah. Did I tell you about this shit?
No. I was there when you got one pearlescent.
Mm-hmm. We went back and played some just killing some shit for random purposes.
Yeah.
Fucking random dude drops a pearlescent shield. Really? Random ass guy.
Yep.
Was it worth picking up and using?
It will be for him, I think. Yeah,
I've got it.
Yeah, he's using it, but it wasn't for me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, we have played...
Yeah,
we've
easily 70 to 80 Cromrax runs, would
probably
be my guess.
Yeah.
At least. Probably higher than that, actually.
Maybe. Yeah,
one.
And
it's above 50.
We saw one pearlescent total.
One. And then later that same night... Like, you jumped off, that was when you were falling asleep.
That was funny. I literally fell asleep during the Cromrax.
Didn't I get up and come to your house that night, or was that another night?
I think it was that night, because you wanted to beat on drums, too.
Yeah, because, like, Mackie was falling asleep, and, like, I was trying to tell Tistro how to do stuff, and it was, you know, I'm not sitting there, and I'm like, go here. What does that say? I don't know. Because it's reading.
Yeah. Oh.
And,
it's painful.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, and then it was like, okay, you live three blocks from me. I'm getting in my car and coming over there now. So I did.
And then you guys booted me out of the game, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No, that was prior to. I think you were asleep and I was saying.
All I know is I woke up at the menu screen. So.
Yeah.
With a.
I'm on a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. It was just like, I'm coming over there.
All right, ding, ding, board around.
Yeah, yeah, we're done.
Yeah. So, you don't plan anything else?
I suppose I have a little bit to talk about. Okay, so...
Is it time to break a Bargo?
It might be. Well, it won't be yet. Well, yes, it's still breaking it. It's just on time. By the time I hold off and release this.
You broke it to all three of us in the room.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. All right, so... Thanks to Gamers with Cass and Chuck there, I was able to get a link to download The Silver Lining, or at least episode one, which is what are they calling it? It's like a spiritual successor to the King's Quest series. They don't have an official license.
So it's an entirely fan-made.
Yeah, it's a fan-made sequel to the long dead King's Quest series.
And didn't Activision originally try and shut them down? And now they're like, everyone was like, no.
Yeah, people kind of went a little crazy about Activision. Mostly, like I said, I think Activision is our new Jack Thompson, or, you know, it's the person that we want to hate on because, well, let's face it, they're doing evil shit. You know, they've out and out said they don't respect developers, and, you know, then there's the whole Infinity Ward and yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
All those things that have happened. But, so Activision. Basically, unfortunately, I think probably just pulled a Metallica Napster. I think that this game would have come out. It would have had its audience of hardcore people that have been following this production for years. And now it's been blown out to more people that didn't even know about it. And that's unfortunate because this is very obviously a fan-made game, meaning it doesn't have the production values. You know, I mean, I still count King's Quest V among probably my top five, if not 10, video games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I love King's Quest V. Not only just because I thought that they finally kind of got to a good rhythm with those games, but that was the first, you know, one of the very first VGA games I ever played. And I just remember being blown away. You know, it's like, oh my God, the colors and the sound, you know, CD-ROM.
It was one of the first CD-ROMs.
CD-ROM soundtrack, you know, and I mean, that soundtrack is still quite good. That being said, I mean, I've long been out of that mythology and even that type of game. That's just not my thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to like pick on this game because I think what it does pretty well, especially, you know, given that it's fully, you know, put together and funded by fans. But ultimately it's the fact that Activision made a big stink about this is not going to be a good thing. It's going to get it in the hands of more people that are just going to be like, well, this is shit. This is shitty. Mm-hmm. And it's a little unfair, but it is what it is. I mean, the voice acting is not very good. I mean, it is like some people got together and I mean, like the main narrator lady is kind of really annoying. I hate to say it. And you hear her a lot. Cause it, you know, if you're going through and being kind of completionist and clicking on things, she's kind of telling the backstory of why this means something. But they're basically, I guess they're not allowed to use King's Quest in the title at all. Like, for some reason, that's forbidden. But the characters and settings are exactly out of... This is... They made a 7 and an 8, right? Am I wrong about that? Okay. I think...
And they actually made a 9.
Okay.
I believe. Or was... No, it was 8. I'm trying to remember. It was like Mask of something.
Yeah.
And it was like 3D rendered, but it was like that late 90s 3D rendering, so it looked terrible.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was. It was Mask of something, I want to say.
This says that... I think this is... basically, they sort of picked up where, like, I don't think 9 actually got released. I think they picked up that and started continuing from there. But this basically kind of does that Superman Returns where let's forget 3 and 4 happened.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a direct sequel to 6.
Mm-hmm.
You're back to playing King Graham, who is like the main character from
so do they actually call him King Graham and everything?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like they're allowed to use certain assets and ideas, and I mean direct shots. Well, I mean, like when you enter the town, it looks exactly like the town from King's Quest 6. I mean, there's like the pawn shoppy you know, is there, and like the where the vagabond guy hung out is now replaced by like a guy holding like the end is near kind of sign, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like a direct, exact shot from 6.
Okay.
Graphically, it looks fine. I mean,
Is it glitchy at all?
Maybe,
I mean, for being a fan-made thing, you know, like, they don't have QA like testing, obviously.
Really only in the pathing. I mean, he can get stuck, like, you know, it doesn't do what I think a lot of modern adventure games do, which is if it's point-and-click based, I can just click over here and he will figure out
how to
traverse there. You've kind of got to do the old school... click here to make them get around this rock and then click over here, you know, and that's one thing, you know, it's not a game breaker or anything like that. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, unfortunately the voice acting mostly kills it. It's rather unfortunate because
so are the controls pretty much like 5 and 6?
Yeah. I mean, it's,
where you know, the mouse, you just scroll through different icons.
You can hotkey it, or you can just click the right mouse button to change from look, interact, talk. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing that's weird to me is, like, as far as story goes, they were all just a collection of, okay, let me do this part of this fairy tale.
Yeah.
You know, here's the Rumpelstiltskin part. Here's the Rapunzel part. Here's the, you know, whatever part. Here's the Baba Yaga part, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
It's like King's Quest always just kind of borrowed from anywhere that it could find.
Yeah. That's a fair enough assessment. Yeah. I mean, you know.
So to kind of be like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Act like it's some big original property that pulled from everywhere else. You know, looking at it now, it's kind of like, well, it kind of pulled everything from everywhere. It didn't really have all that much that was original about it.
Right, no, to me. No, it was like, here's generic fairy tale world. I don't remember this in anything but from 6, and someone may correct me, but they rely and use very heavily the cat people. Like,
see, I don't even remember.
Think that started in 6. I could be wrong. That could be a carryover from the later games. I do remember seeing at least screenshots of it. Honestly, my adventure gaming kind of blurred out and sort of went a little more mature. You know, I was getting into Elder Scrolls games by that time, and so King's Quest was like, "This is a baby game," you know, kind of attitude.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like this. They explain. No, I'm not sorry. Not cat people. Dog people. They sort of explain like that there were these dogs and they were extremely loyal guardians for the castle, and through some sort of magic or something, they kind of became humanoid dog people, and now they're like the castle guards. And it just looks stupid. It really does. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's just like, I don't know. See, one of the weird things about the King's Quest, and it never really bothered me all the way along, is it, to me, there was always sort of male and female fairy tales. You know, there was enchanted princesses and castles was kind of what you tell your daughter, you know, knights and swordplay is what you told your son. And King's Quest kind of always rode that line, and probably based on the fact that it had both, you know, it had Roberta Williams and a male creator too. I mean, so they kind of had that two sides of that coin. And now it feels weird to feel like you're living in fairy Fairyland fairy tales and,
yeah,
you know, princely, let's go on an adventure thing at, in the same realm. It just, it feels like it kind of misses a target audience, if that makes any sense. Something I never felt back then that now just like seems like, you know, this is kind of feminine, but kind of masculine. Mm-hmm. I'm just not kind of getting into it like I used to. I think, like I said, it was also sort of the dearth of those, you know, there wasn't a lot of games to choose from back when these were popular. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you wanted good quality adventure game. You had Sierra or you had LucasArts. That was pretty much it.
Well, and early on, you really only had Sierra.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because LucasArts didn't really pick up until like Maniac Mansion and was it 87 or 88 that came out?
Yeah, somewhere around.
You know, and like King's Quest 1 was in 84 and 2 was in 85 and 3 was in 86. And
right.
1 was 84 was in 87. You know, it was like every year they were putting one out.
Yeah, and then there was Hero Quest and, you know, all the other things.
that's the thing to me too, is like Space Quest was always kind of like, or Space Quest was usually the one I loved the most because it had that right blend of humor and everything. I mean, there's stuff I love about King's Quest, the King's Quest series, but it was always kind of the least of them to me. You know, it's like even Police Quest I enjoyed better. And Quest for Glory, I really loved those.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Hero Quest. Well, the first one was Hero Quest.
Okay, that's what I was missing up. I was like, not really sure where you... I said that and then I was like, wait, that's not what it's called.
Yeah. But yeah, that...
Yeah, so I mean,
that's the thing.
You can't complain with the price they're putting out for free. I mean, this is more or less using a commercial property, and so I don't think they can any way, shape, or form charge for this. So, you know, I would say check it out if you've got that love. You know, maybe you won't be so critical as I was. Like I said, for me, it's very hard to go back to that kind of game. As many raving reviews of them I have, I can't even bring myself to get into the Telltale games. I mean, they've taken the LucasArts adventure games, you know, spiritually and moved them forward to something playable now. And I'm like, I don't have that kind of time. I need to get in and shoot stuff and get my fix and get out.
Yeah. My issue with Telltale is all about controls.
Yeah.
I'm not big on their controls.
Yeah.
Especially the ones they use for Monkey Island.
Okay.
I didn't like how you had to rotate your guy specific ways. I didn't like how the controls worked at all. And that, strangely enough, for an adventure game, that sounds like a weird complaint to have, but it really did take me out of it.
Okay.
Being able to play those.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even bring myself to, you know, they had the Tales of Monkey Island complete thing on the Steam Super Sale thing, and I was like, I love Monkey Island, but, you know, I mean, I didn't even play through all the special edition on the 360, and yet I'm thinking I'm going to buy two the second it comes out too, but... You know,
that's the thing about the LucasArts games. They hold up a lot better than the Sierra games do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they some of the classics they went through and did the VGA versions of the first ones. Like they did Leisure Suit Larry and King's Quest. And I think Police Quest all have at least a VGA version.
Yeah.
So they don't look quite as bad.
I know that I put plenty of time into Day of the Tentacle
Maniac Mansion and Day of the Tentacle. Yeah.
Tons of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was goofy for games like that. I mean, I even played like the knockoff Leisure Suit Larry games, which were way better than they should have been. I think it was less manly. I think they made two different ones.
I forgot about those.
Yeah. The second one, I think the Quest for the King is at the time was a freaking great adventure game. It was funny. It was funnier than Leisure Suit Larry was at that time because that was up like where it started getting like, okay, what are we doing with this character? You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, that was just genuinely funny. And you get locked up by like a rabid Elvis fan who wants his scarf from such and such concert because it has his sweat stains on it and all this crazy stuff. I mean, it was funny stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't have the time or the patience for adventure games anymore. If as bad as that sounds, I mean, I was all about that value for the dollar back in the day. You know, I can go buy a $30 adventure game and spend 50 hours on it, you know, trying to find every little point in the Sierra game.
What's bad to me is I think of those days and all I remember is like, you know, all the games I pirated when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I can admit it. It's like I bought King's Quest 4 and thought it was the best thing ever because it came on 9 discs.
Right.
Because all the BBSs, it was like, you got to have a 10-to-1 download to upload ratio.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like 3 megs worth of game.
While we're going,
that means I can download like 30 megs worth of stuff now.
While we're going off on that tangent, not only did I come across a tiny treasure trove of games I thought I'd lost in my classic gaming collection by going through one of my parents' closets. We don't have basements in Florida. Yeah. But I found some old notepads that I used to keep by the computer. and I had the most weird shorthand that somehow immediately came back to me because I, you know, you had secret code. Yep. You didn't want your parents to know what it meant, but you had to know what it meant to remind you of whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a list of BBS numbers.
Wow. Yep.
I've got weird passwords. I had my fake driver's license number that made me over 18.
really?
Yeah. I found all of it. I have like my 10-year, you know, pad that I had sitting by my computer with all of my crazy weird shorthand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of like how to get into this VBS. And
yeah, that's one thing that's been lost nowadays.
Even like my Trade games. Wars positions in
games.
Oh
yeah, Trade Wars.
Like I had my, wow. You know, I used to write down Trade Wars strategies of like
go to 85.
Yeah. But anyway, that was like the most awesome find. I'm flipping through this. I'm like, I know what this means.
Yeah. That's what's weird. Is like, I remember back in those days, I would take notes on everything. Cause like, it wasn't like they'd give you some number sequence early on in the game and there would be no reference to it whatsoever when you came later. You know, now it's like you pause the game. It's in the notes somewhere. It's like
in the audio logs.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well you saw that it was 5-4-3-5-4.
Yeah.
Early on, that's the combination of that thing, you know.
I mean, this is why America's getting stupider. Yeah. Children weren't raised properly on good adventure games. Make you use your brain. Didn't have to hack into get the porn. It's just right out there on the webs. Sheesh.
Just tap it in Google and there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, that's about all I have to say. It's like I said, it may serve the needs of certain people that just have been missing that and can go back and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not me
personally. Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Like I said, Activision has pulled in Metallica. They have
made it bigger.
They
than
have made
ever
it bigger than
been.
It should have been. And now they're going to get a lot. I hate it to say they're going to get a huge amount of blowback. And it's extremely unfortunate that who made it is Phoenix Online Studios, as in POS. So I'm going to go and pre-make that joke.
Aww.
I'm not saying that, it's just that is coming.
Yeah. Well, you know, and my issue is if they had remade basically any other Sierra property and gone with it, I probably would care more.
Yeah.
But
well, except for Leisure Suit Larry. they have gone forward with that.
God. Yeah, of all the ones to bring
the fuck
back
up.
Yeah.
Now Magna Cum Laude was not terrible, but not good. But,
well, it was basically a mini game collection, wasn't it?
No, it had an adventure game element to it. But I'm not recommending that game. But apparently, whatever the other one was, atrocious. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway,
Space Quest, one fan made thing of that. Bring it back, Roger Wilco.
So you dudes want to talk about E3?
Sure.
About waving your arms in front of a camera and
like
somehow
you just don't care.
What could be better?
Well, I think you should care because I'm pretty sure there is some server on Bing that is capturing all of that and will sometime make its appearance in the future. Like, we're not sure about your legitimacy of your copy of Windows 7 or 8 or 9. So, if you don't want this video of you playing Dance Party, whatever, on
Dance
the Kinect,
Central.
Dance Central on the Kinect, you might just want to go ahead and give us another $99 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or this video's. This video is going to be the Bing home image of the day of you doing a little elbow pop and lock.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Yeah.
That did the Dance Central demo.
Yeah.
I mean, did they really have to put him in the glasses and have him just talk so dorky and then?
Yes. I don't think they had to. I think that's just him and he's some guy with that studio.
And that's what they went with, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their public
face. Some dude at Harmonix.
Yeah.
She's like, hey.
So
but honestly, the thing about that one is... Mm-hmm. That seems like it's a game you can't get anywhere else. Like honestly, like you have to have the Kinect in order for that to work correctly.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that.
Okay. However, thing to be said is how well does it work?
Yeah.
That's the thing is I've heard mixed reviews of people that have had it in trial situations that like some people say, oh my God, it's amazing. It works perfectly. And then they like look around and they're in this like blank room. Like a green screen, practically. Mm-hmm. And it's like other people have kind of more real world things are like,
I don't know. When they were showing it at E3, they were aiming it at the audience.
Okay. Well, so, you know,
there was a lot of background
like
noise,
I said,
and it looked like it worked pretty good. Yeah,
I honestly couldn't have less interest in
Garden of Eden looks.
Which one's Garden of Eden?
You haven't seen it? It's a music game. It's like Rez.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw
this. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's like you go over here and fly around.
So do you just point at what you want to shoot?
Yeah, and then I think you have to flick. You have to like point and flick.
But that's just it. I mean, like that.
Wait, so you can do the little.
And you scoot.
You know, give the guns at it.
Do you boot scooting?
Boogie? Yeah, you throw things at other things.
Oh.
You can also pet animals.
Oh.
Right? Virtually.
Yes, cougars.
Cougars and beavers. Yes. You can pet them both.
Yes, you can. With connectables.
Do not shoot them.
No, do not shoot.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, the weird thing about Kinect for me is I know how the vision camera works.
Yep. Not well.
It has a tough time with my room because my room is more wide than deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like my TV is, my couch is like right at that 10-foot limit from my seat.
Mm.
Probably closer than that. Maybe it's even 9. I don't see how that camera is going to work in my room.
I'll go one further when it comes to the vision camera. It doesn't work because it doesn't work.
Yeah. but you know, you understand my point though. That thing better have a wide ass angle lens in it if it's going to work correctly my room.
Like 3 cameras
The vision just doesn't matter. I actually moved and positioned myself wearing dark clothing in front of my white wall, nothing behind me, and I couldn't play Totem Ball. I mean, I aimed it up where I'm literally standing up and there's nothing behind me on screen and I can't play, couldn't do Totem Ball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is obviously, it's going to be like $150 device. So it's going to be a little better than a $20 webcam.
One would think so, yes.
But still, I don't see how it's going to work in the way my living room is set up, I don't see how it can work.
Yeah. I just, even if it does exactly as advertised, I have zero interest in it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, I
would agree. It can work perfectly just as advertised, and I still don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mildly interested in the PlayStation Move, and I say mildly, and that's only because... And the only application that really interests me with that is simulating a shooter.
Sabers.
No, a shooter. Like, I mean, they already shown a prototype, slip it into a gun case. Hmm. You know, turn it into a light gun that you can't use on modern TVs. And if it's truly accurate... You know, then.
Yeah, that was the thing is like the Move really looks like everything the Wii was supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah. As far as control goes, like it seemed definitely like true 1-to-1 and true. Like if I move here, it's going to do this. If I do this 10 times in a row, it's going to do that 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
Whereas anyone who's played Wii Sports Golf knows not having it on the Wii, that's for damn sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think the Motion Plus helps a little, but you're still. You know, you're still limited, number one, by last-gen graphics. I mean, it's the GameCube 2.5, and, you know, Well, it's actually 2 GameCubes
taped together. Yeah, taped together.
But, I mean, you know, so number one, you jump up into HD graphics, which makes it more appealing. And, I mean, it's like I can see that they would have gotten that right more than I can believe the magic of Kinect. Like, that just seems easier to fathom. It's got the same. It's like they took what's in the guts of the Wiimote, which kind of work, and added actual visual light tracking from the camera instead of infrared or anything like that. And I can just believe those demos more. Like, I mean, I don't feel any need to play this over like just something with a controller. But that sorcery game, I think it's called, the one that they've shown. Yes. Where you
Harry Potter?
Yeah, it's basically let's be Harry Potter with a wand.
Hmm.
And I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's like I can see that, you know, if that appeals to you, you're walking around a dungeon and you flick and cast a spell and do something, you know, do something on the screen to conjure up another spell and flick it and it changes. You know, that it just looks like it works, you know. And magic, I don't detect my fingers. I only detect large objects moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's not what they're showing though. They show
with Kinect.
Yeah.
No, it does not detect fingers.
They were showing 3D.
Doesn't detect fingers.
Mm.
It gets your hand. It doesn't get your fingers. It's not. They've already said it's not precise enough to get your fingers.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my question is we're looking at Sony and Microsoft now chasing a market that I argue doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the Wii and it certainly appeals to the more casual gamer, but I look at the games that are sold and none of them really use the SPAS motion control. I mean, Mario Kart sells every month. Mario Galaxy sells every month. But anyone other than Nintendo was not really making money on the Wii. Well, and here we have Sony and Microsoft now chasing the same market. I just don't think there's money in it.
Yeah, I also think Wii developers seem very half-assed about it. I mean, to be
Lumberjack games?
Huh?
Have you played Lumberjack games? No. What a phenomenal game that is.
I mean, am I sorry?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's sarcasm. I gotcha.
Well,
no, I just
the problem too is nobody's. I think the problem is like games like No More Heroes. Nobody freaking bought it.
Right.
You know, games like where they put the time in and the effort in and made the controls work with the game and went all out, sold like 20 copies, and I've got two of them. You know, and fucking Lumberjack games probably sold, you know, 500,000 copies. Well, you know, you just put anything party in the name and suddenly
that's because,
you know, it's sold 500,000 copies easy.
I'm going to give you the nasty, dirty little secret, and that's that the Wii is not a gaming console. That's unfortunate, but true. It is, but it's not. Not business speaking. It's in the hands of people that have probably never owned a console, or maybe they had a 2600 if they're old enough, mm-hmm. because everybody did.
Yeah.
But this is like, I saw that on Good Morning America. I like bowling. You know, yeah. That's who owns the Wii. That is, you know, when they say they've sold 50 bajillion of them, well, 49 bajillion of them are little ladies who are playing Wii Sports, and that's it.
My parents enjoyed playing Wii bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And they played it for an afternoon. Like, okay, that's fun.
Yeah, so
I'm done.
They can't.
You know, they did. They got all they wanted out of it.
They just can't sell Wii games. I mean, the number of quote unquote hardcore gamers, which apparently is now an actual industry term. They kept tossing that around at E3.
They used to call them core gamers.
Yeah, that's right. They're
core gamers.
They're just core gamers. So,
but
I mean, they don't have a Wii, or they were like me and it sits there and collects dust because I've got a PS3 and an Xbox over here, or a powerful PC that puts these graphics to shame. Mm. And like I said, I don't feel like graphics should drive a game, but when you're in this like 2600 situation where for every 100 games that's out, there's one good one. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much where we're at with the Wii. I mean, they've diluted the market with such crap that to find a quality Wii game is like, oh, you know, that's why I think people have like such fond memories for certain 2600 games, because you had to sort through a steaming pile of crap to find it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back before you could rent games, you could get stuck with a $30 sucker pretty easy.
Yeah. Or you had, you know, three copies of, you know, E.T. for some reason.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I mean, so that's the problem with the Wii is it's, you know, they've done great on selling the console, but, you know, it's, to me, I think they'd even argue it's dead. I mean, the Wii is sadly, I think, dead when it comes to software. I mean, putting it out, I think putting a game out on the Wii is akin to like putting out a PC-only game at this point. It's like, there's a market there, but it's real slim.
Well, if you're not named Nintendo. Now, the Nintendo stuff still sells.
Yeah, like Mario Galaxy and Mario Galaxy 2 are pretty incredible.
Yeah.
They're like amazing games.
But I mean, that's just it. I mean, how are they really selling? I mean, are they selling?
They're selling Mario Kart on the Wii still is like in the top 10 every month.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I think if you look at the numbers, that's just it. I mean, overall, like the Wii has been number one selling console since its launch. But you look at the game numbers and it's like probably a third on a weekly basis. They'll say it's a top selling game, but I think they're saying just of Wii games. I mean, I don't think it would even enter the top 10 or 20 for all games.
Well, my problem with it is just I'd rather press a button and have something happen than swing my arm and have something maybe happen.
I would agree.
And that becomes the big issue with the Wii. And that's probably going to be the big issue with Kinect and probably even Move is, you know, when you get used to playing games a lot, you get, okay, if I do this, this is going to happen. If I do that, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And when it's not happening, it just becomes more frustrating than fun.
Right.
And
to me, it's shocking that they came out with Guitar Hero and Rock Band and they bothered to make them not suck, the controllers, because that very easily could have been another janky wannabe, let's capture an arcade or something you can't do at home experience. And Red Octane came along and actually made a quality guitar. And that's what launched that whole thing.
Well, yeah. Well, I think the reason that worked is because they made the guitar first and then said, make a game for this.
Right. And that's the problem. I feel like they're going into a market where it's like, we think we can do something with this, but they don't have a real good notion of what it is. And to me, this just seems like some kind of weird fantastical capture something that you couldn't normally do with a game console, instead of just focusing on, you know what? I mean, because to me, it's like, they're trying to create a market that I don't think is there. Are people not buying games? No. I mean, you know, games are selling just fine as they are. I mean, you just continue to make quality and good games. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like they're getting greedy and trying to bring in this other market that I don't know exists.
Well, yeah. I think the real problem with it is that market already has a Wii.
Yeah.
Right. They're not going to spend $200 to get an Xbox Arcade and then spend $150 to get a Kinect.
Right.
They're not going to spend $350 to get that.
Yeah. When the Wii games. Itself is $199.
Yeah.
You got your entry fee right there.
Yeah. And the one game they're probably ever going to own.
Well, now it comes with two. Yeah. Right.
You got both the Wii Sports in there. So it's the two games they'd probably ever buy anyway.
Oh, it actually comes with Vault now?
Yeah, it comes with a Resort now, too.
$200, you might have actually just talked me into getting it, because, yeah, those are the only ones I ever wanted to play.
Okay.
Well, see,
other than maybe the Mario Kart, honestly.
I think I will argue, I probably enjoy the Wii more than most people.
Okay.
Now, there are maybe 6 or 7 games that I think are a must-have, and 95% of them are garbage. But there are a couple games, like one of my value picks, we'll talk about that later. I think it actually uses the Wii motion control very well. It's not a Nintendo published game. There's a couple of them out there that are worth owning. Punch Out for the Wii, I think, is phenomenal. They did everything they needed to do to recreate Punch Out. Hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be foolish to own the Wii as your only console, but as a second console, I think it's pretty good value.
I don't want to sound like
the complete anti Wii person. I'm really not. I mean, I understand its strengths, and I understand that Nintendo has its legacy and its franchise and has the potential to recapture that spirit at any point in time. I just think that it's mostly been squandered this generation.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, I think they built up a little bit too much goodwill with the GameCube. Like, that was kind of a surprise, like, oh wait, Nintendo's kind of back into it, and parlayed that into the Wii, and, you know, yeah, it definitely captured the hearts and minds of the average Joe American for a while. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, a lot of this shaking around to maybe do something, or, you know, just doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'll get tired of that real fast.
I'll admit, I'm such a snob. If it was in HD, I'd probably play everything a lot more often on Wii than I do. But yeah. As it is, I, you know, you go from seeing something like, you know, Just Cause 2 or Red Dead Redemption or whatever, and then.
Yeah.
When you can see the pixels on your HD TV,
yeah,
like you're playing a game,
like those guys that count the lines of resolution, don't have any problem that you can just literally count the dots on the Wii.
Yeah. You know, when you see jaggies on everything, because I mean, I tried to go back and play Twilight Princess, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. It looks atrocious. It looks so terrible.
Were you playing the Wii version?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's the widescreen one.
Right. I actually own the GameCube version, and I just prefer that.
I would probably like that better because I could use a GameCube controller.
Correct, yeah. Not spazzing out and
shooting bows and arrows, not very well.
Yes.
Yeah. But Nintendo, one thing they did seem to do right, 3DS.
That looks like fun.
All accounts, they nailed it with that.
Yeah.
I've got to see one. I've not seen anything that says what it really looks like. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and that's the type of thing that you do have to see.
Right.
Though,
I think you're going to have to see that.
You can't put gameplay videos out. But my issue right now, the thing is, and I understand why they did it, but is the 3D slider. You can turn the 3D all the way off. And they give it to you to adjust, you know, if you're getting a headache, you can back the effect down a little bit, you can move it up. But all that says to me is these games are not going to be anything different. They're not going to use the 3D in any way that matters and makes a difference, because you can just turn it off. And the game still is going to have to be playable with it turned off. So, you know, it's like the DS. Yeah. The DS worked great because so many games, you had to use the stylus. And developers eventually found awesome ways to use the stylus to play games.
Yeah, like turn it upside down, turn it to the side, you know,
do crazy things. And that's why I think the DS is so much more of a success than the Wii is, even though there are issues sometimes with the way the screen works and how gamers, you know, like stuff like Metroid Prime Hunters, it's like trying to give yourself carpal tunnel trying to play that game. There's certain games that just don't work on it, but for the most part, you know, developers figured out very quickly how the DS works and how that's going to work. But with the 3DS, now it's kind of like, if it's not really 3D, if it doesn't really have to be 3D, then what is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like what I'm feeling, like, a little off the topic, but it's like I went to see Toy Story 3 and I went for 3D.
Mm-hmm.
When it was out, I was like, why the hell did I pay for that for 3D? There was no reason to do that. You know?
Just better depth of field, right?
Yeah, that's about it. And it wasn't, like, at a certain point, it's like my brain wasn't even registering it anymore. And the only thing that at the end of the day affected me is like when I took the glasses off and got up, I was like, you know, whoa, like just for a second, like I felt a little dizzy.
That was actually the shots you did before you.
That was a bad idea. Yeah. But what I was getting at with that is until you have movies like Avatar where they build the movie from 3D up and then use the computers to turn it 2D instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
This sounds like the problem with that is that it's kind of an afterthought. Like they're still going to build a 2D game and be like, can we slide that building back a little bit? Okay. Put that car just a little bit back there instead of like I'm playing Mario and suddenly there's a block that's in the back that I can now control some way that I move up the screen back through the depth of field and onto a block back there.
You know, the new video card in my machine, my computer, is a 3D card.
Okay.
You can play Portal in 3D.
Right, but that's
still... Do you have to have glasses for it?
Yeah.
That's still kind of trick 3D. I mean, it's...
No, it's straight up... It is trick 3D, yes. You're using glasses, but...
Well, I mean, it's all trick 3D, but I mean...
Yeah, as long as something's designed in 3D, and essentially, no, the 3D element isn't going to be important to the game as much as it's going to be aesthetic to the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're talking about. I mean, until you have the third dimension becoming a way that you play the game...
We've been playing that way already.
Well, we did because as soon as we started stopped making 2D side-scrollers and started walking forward, yes. But what I'm saying is...
You're right. It better be that you can walk behind a block.
Right.
But we already do. This is just going to let you have the depth of field.
I mean, what this sounds like this really needs to do is something like that, you know, the Wii head tracking video we've all seen.
Very cool.
You know, that's until you get to that level of commitment, you know, it's all just flash to me.
And how has that not happened yet on the Wii?
Apparently it has. Not on the Wii, but there is a 3DSi game. Wait, like a DSiWare game that does that.
Okay.
That uses
the cameras.
It uses the camera. I think it uses both cameras somehow.
Yep. Because it spots like your left ear and your right ear, and when you turn it.
Then when you move it closer to your face, it also senses how far.
Is there any sort of game attached to it?
Actually, it's a hidden object game. When you turn the screen the right way and then angle it, you'll see the object and you move it to where you
want. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I was reading about it and I was like, I need to go get this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To, you know, proof of concept.
Yeah, from what I heard, like Boomblox, the original, was supposed to have some sort of version of that. If you were to set up a device with the you know, the Wiimote pointed at you from the screen.
On your head.
Yeah, like it was supposed to be a mode that they put in and then they took it out last minute.
Yeah. But that was backwards. You put the sensor bar in.
That was the last I heard of it being anywhere.
Which didn't make any sense. Why can't it? Why can't it go both ways? No, I mean, why can't you have the Wii? I mean, if you mounted the
Wiimote to your head?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just saying, if the sensor bar is tracking how far you are anyway, why does the I'm trying to think why the sensor bar would need to be the point that moves
It has the two dots instead of the one sensor.
Maybe. Yeah. Whatever.
Science. Either way, it's one of those things.
Magnets.
It's like there's somebody using the Wii for something that's pretty awesome. And I don't understand why nobody has jumped on that yet.
Right. Yeah.
Why that hasn't happened. I mean, honestly, sell it with a bundle with a little headset you wear that has the little reflectors.
Accessories, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Listen to us.
Like, I mean, the guy, he just made glasses where he basically taped the little reflectors onto the side of the glasses. And
I mean, this would be like
bam, here's head tracking.
This would be like virtual reality.
Why can't that happen?
Wait, no. Let's take part of that out. Oh.
No. All that gives me is a headache.
Oh, yeah. Not that kind of.
Yeah.
There'd be more colors than red.
Yeah, but
one would hope.
That's what's interesting about this E3, though, is it's all hardware. There were like very little games. And, you know, the games that were shown were kind of like, okay.
Yeah, sequel sequel that. You
know. It's like, honestly, the biggest thing was probably Rock Band 3, and that was before the show.
And that was still, mostly hardware-based in its newness.
It's looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there really weren't many games that it was like, oh, crap, games.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, to me, it seemed like there was no big announcement that I remember from game-wise from E3. It was like, oh, here's some more about something you kind of, I will take that back except for one thing. But I mean, like, here's more information that, you know, of something you has already been announced. Like, there was evidently a lot more playable footage of, like, the Old Republic, mm-hmm. you know, from BioWare, MMO, Star Wars. But we can't forget that Need for Speed, Most Wanted 2, Hot Pursuit 2. Hot Pursuit 2 was announced, which is the Criterion Games making a Need for Speed. The Burnout guy is making a Need for Speed game, which they promised they were going to do. Crossover kind of thing.
I really hope
that could be a
that they backed off and just let them do what they wanted to do.
It sounds like they did. Because, I mean, I think they recognized, like, this is why we need an injection in our stale Need for Speed franchise.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. The Need for Speed name sells.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like Tony Hawk was. It's like any, you know, Test it's like Drive, Guitar Hero still is. It's like the name sells more than anything else. So why not?
Yeah, that's because they put out somebody some who, good games for a while.
Who everyone who knows these games loves. Why not have them make it?
You know? Yeah. And so, you know, we could be biting our tongues and, you know, going back and going, oh, God, why were we excited for Need for Speed? But, I mean, it's fucking Criterion Games. I mean, but three Burnouts, Burnout Paradise, and, you know, one or two offshoots here and there for PSPs and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's a very solid racing lineup history there.
Definitely.
Yeah. But really, other than that, there weren't many big, here's a new game announcement type stuff. It's like everything that was there, we knew about already.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, same with the hardware. We just didn't know that it wasn't called Natal anymore. It was called Kinect.
Project Natal.
Yeah. You know, the PlayStation Move, we basically knew everything there was to know about it already.
Yeah, they'd already named it the Move before that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so.
Light Wand Dildos.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate. Like I said, I'm very kind of blah about a lot of it. I mean, if and when the day that, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I'm more excited about things that were barely shown there. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure Old Republic comes out. I'm at least trying it, obviously. I mean, it's BioWare, Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, but MMO. Yes. Sign me up. Gonna at least try
it. We'll see.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, you know, there's no Blizzard doesn't have a presence there really. You know, I mean, like I said, I mean, whenever Diablo 3 comes out, that's like one of the next things I really, really, really care about that's in the distant future. So,
Well, it's the first E3 I can remember where I was less excited after it occurred than before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's what I'm looking forward to. Well, I'm screwed.
Yeah. I actually downloaded, like, the PlayStation actually had their whole entire press conference downloadable in HD, and I think I made it through 2 out of the 4 parts, and I was like, I don't care.
Did you give up once they got to sales figures for the PlayStation 2?
No.
Got to see what the PlayStation 2 is doing worldwide.
Which is still selling really, really well, apparently. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
What they get for taking out backwards compatibility. Sales.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there was, about where I stopped. But, yeah, I was just like at the point that it was just like, move, ooh, 3D. Don't even get me started in fucking 3D in the home market. It's even more worthless than the theater. It's just not going to happen. People, get over it. Well,
as someone who has just now jumped on the PS3 bandwagon, I have a question for the three of you.
Okay.
With the backwards compatibility taken out, is that more of a cost-saving method or more of a way we're going to sell you the games you already own on the PlayStation 2?
That's what they promised.
Right.
That's what they have not at all delivered.
Well, I see there's going to be, I think it's a Sly Cooper compilation. So
yes, but that is redone, so,
in HD.
In HD, yes.
And the God of War ones, God of War 1 and 2, the remakes were actually quite good. But it was a very weird disconnect with it where the in-game gameplay looked better than the cutscenes.
Yeah, okay. Instead of the other way around.
Because they didn't really redo the cutscenes at all, but they, you know, especially the in-engine ones, which made no sense, but like actually playing the game looked awesome. But then, of course, you play God of War 3 and you're like, oh my God, there's a huge difference here. But yeah, I mean, I think it was a bit of both. I think it was a win-win for them as far as they were concerned, where it's, because that was back when the price was still $500
bucks
for every single one. And they're like, they were losing their shirts every single one they sold.
Didn't they have two different processors in
to do that? Oh, yeah. You had to put the emotion engine there.
Yeah, they took one of the processors out. But
yeah, it basically was the PS2
chip in there. It probably only saved them $10, but $10 over a million consoles is $10 million.
And also when they were, you know, losing money on every console sold at that point, I think that might have pushed them into the black on every console, but just by that little bit.
Well, that and you don't want someone buying a PlayStation 3 and using their old PlayStation 2 games. You know, we take that out, and now you got to go buy a PlayStation 3 games.
Yeah,
and the 360 did that too. Where they had limited.
Or keep your PS2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I still have mine.
Me too. I still have mine too. Yeah.
Can't you still play PS1 games on the Slim?
PlayStation 1 or...
Yeah, because I thought they were
95%.
Because I think it's like entirely software emulated at this point.
Basically, yeah.
But I think sooner or later they're just going to start selling PS2 games on there.
Yeah. Right.
They should.
That's what I mean. Just like the 360 did.
But they're just going to do something stupid and charge too much for them. I mean, games at that point...
You've got them done. I mean, just...
Well, yeah, I mean, you put... You know, $5 maximum. I mean, just do it.
Dude, they already charge $6 for PS1 games.
I know, but I'm just saying they need to get that out of their head. I mean, okay, $5 for PS1 and $10 for PS2. That's like, that's my limit, because otherwise I could just go buy the discs somewhere.
Here's the problem. People pay $5 for NES games on the Wii. They pay $8 for Genesis games and Super Nintendo games.
Yeah.
They pay $10 for, what is it, Neo Geo games or whatever. I mean, it's just the price is already there. That's not changing.
But it's dumb.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's not changing.
Yeah, well, like Microsoft's Games on Demand. Like, I mean, they announced today, like, Fight Night Round 4 is out there. And I'm like, all right, you know, I've been meaning to get that. Maybe now I'll just finally go ahead and download it instead of dicking around and maybe getting it, maybe not getting it. And it's $30. I'm like, wow. I guarantee you I can go find that for $15 somewhere or less.
Yeah.
And have a disc and have a backup copy and not have to take up that hard drive space forever.
And it then probably when you're won't done, take... get 50 cents at it for GameStop. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, you can't get rid of it after that.
Yeah. So that's the thing is, like, people like Activision, it's just like, really, I mean, stop trying to bleed us. I mean, don't give me that games are expensive bullshit, you know. You know, I mean, I know they're expensive. Mm-hmm. Don't give me that, but they're just making so... And these days, with discs, you're making so much money. I could understand $60 and $80 games when they were manufactured cartridges with a battery and chips and things like that. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about a 3-cent disc and maybe 12 cents worth of, you know, plastic ink and packaging.
Yeah, and Ubisoft now manuals, isn't even giving you a manual.
Manuals aren't even included anymore. You know, in-game manuals now.
Where am I going to write my notes about the game?
I mean, it's like, come on, people. You know, I mean... Jesus.
I would really like to see one company come out and just try like a $40 price point at release.
Yeah.
I know that when Red Dead Redemption came out, I rushed to Toys R Us to go get it. They had it on sale for $35 for reward members. I went there about noon and they were sold out. I mean, totally sold out. Xbox 360 sold out. So my plan was, well, I'll get a PlayStation 3 one and a week later I'll trade it for a 360 one. The PlayStation 3 version was sold out. So, you know, I mean, at what point does it make more sense to sell a game at $40 and sell a ton more than just release it at $60?
Yeah. Like I said, it's some kind of weird greed. I mean, I never want to agree with today's PC gamers, but they kind of had a point when they decided to take big, you know, AAA titles and make them $60 on the PC instead of $50. I mean, there's a little bit to be said about that just because that was their first exposure of, let's jack the price arbitrarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're not providing you anything different. We just now suddenly this game now costs you $10 more, you know, and in a lot of cases is, you know, digitally distributed, which is zero cost.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Steam is also proof that these things work.
Steam's got it right.
That lowering the prices works.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, the guys who made Just Cause 2 are probably like, hey, You know, we sold on PC, we probably sold, you know, let's say 100,000 copies at $50. Steam, they dropped the price to $25. Suddenly you sold 300,000 copies.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's more money.
Yeah.
You know? And granted, those numbers are way higher than any realistic number on the PC at this point. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's round like numbers. When you can suddenly sell 2-3 times as much at a certain price point, of course it's going to make sense to do that.
Yep. Anyway.
But.
Yeah, I don't know. Greed is bad. Greed doesn't work.
You say that now.
I do. Gordon Gekko was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, how about we get into something that is a good value and talk some value picks?
Sure. Let's talk value. Oh, wait. Let me do a PSA first.
I just realized we're not supposed to point out our segues, but I was about to, and now I just did. Fucked it all.
Yeah, well.
Smooth.
Let me, quick PSA.
Okay.
DLC. Longtime listeners might remember me complaining about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. Right, right. Getting rid of the DLC characters. They are back until December 3rd.
Oh, snap.
For whatever reason.
They must have renewed their
contract, so $10.
They were here about a year ago.
And I will say this, even if you're not going to buy it, even if you don't want to spend the $10 on it, get the compatibility patch.
Yeah.
It's about 270 megs, but you will be able to play with anyone who has it if you have that. If you don't have it, you can't even join their game.
Right.
So it's worth it to just get the compatibility patch, and if you really want to spend the $10, spend the $10 and get it.
Yeah, I actually noticed that today. It came out, and let me just say, a brilliant move by Activision. You have managed to convince me to buy downloadable content for a game I don't really like. You
know, nice.
Yeah. You pulled it, and I figured I'm never going to play it. And no big deal, because I didn't really like the game, but now it's back, and you've managed to probably lure me in for downloadable content for a game I don't really want to play.
God, I pray Bobby Kotick is not listening.
Drops the mic. Boom. Yeah.
God, I pray that asshole is not listening. I saw that
Juggernaut is available, which was only a GameStop-only code if you pre-purchased it there. So grab Juggernaut as well.
Yeah, damn, for right, $2. Bitch.
But yeah, it's nicely done. Yeah. So anyway, that's available. So at least get the compatibility patch. If you got the $10, go ahead and spend it, because chances are it's not coming back after that.
Probably not. Yeah.
Another thing for any Rock Band fans, I saw that a lot of the Rock Band albums now are cut to almost half price.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yes. Livapalooza is what they're calling
Best of the Who, Nirvana. A lot of the packs are down almost 50%. Yeah, I
think the Pearl Jam one, Red Hot Chili Peppers one. Like a whole bunch of stuff.
Well,
I wish I had a bigger hard drive.
Time for me to get a new.
I guess I might be buying a new move real quick here.
Gonna need a bigger boat.
You can always get a USB stick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get a 16 gig. That's what I did.
That's what
all the Rock Band DLC went on it.
Get the two. How long are they on sale now?
I think until the 12th. So move fast.
Oh, gotta go to Tiger.
Yep.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Get a local Tiger.
CompUSA. We have a.
Oh yeah. I thought you meant the actual place.
Like, no. So, with those PSAs out of the way.
More value. Let's go.
let's do some value. Yeah, let's crank it out. Value pick speed round. Borderlands.
Somewhat.
No.
Because I was going to talk about my value pick longer, but now I'll try to condense it to our value pick time.
You don't have to. You can talk about it. No. We're already running long. Who cares?
All right. Well, yeah, we're only monthly now. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
like your mom.
Ah, what?
Whoa.
Not anymore.
His mom's old.
Yeah, seriously. Give it the times.
She's had a change of life.
Yeah. So I picked up after owning it for a good long while. It was an ultra value for me because I, you know, whatever. I picked it up really cheap. But I started playing, finally picked up and played Spidey Web of Shadows. Spider-Man.
I saw you cranked out some Spider-Man.
Yeah. I believe it goes for about $30 at like GameStop, but Amazon has it for like $20, and you know you can get it for $20 easily.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this: I think it's the best Spider-Man swinging around the city mechanic since the I think often overlooked and better than a lot of people give it credit for Ultimate Spider-Man on the last gen consoles.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ultimate Spider-Man was damn fun, and I don't like the Ultimate Spider-Man universe that much. I mean, you know, that's not my Spider-Man world. I don't need Spider-Man redone, you know, kidified, you know, Gen X'd or whatever, or Y. But, yeah, and it's not a perfect game. It's definitely got some camera issues. There's a weird, There's a weird sticking camera bug, especially if you do... There's a move where you can sprint up a wall instead of just wall crawl. You can actually stand up sideways and run up a wall. Now, it's cool because it kind of keeps the camera below you, so you sort of still have that sense of where the ground is kind of deal. But almost every time he hits the top of the building, the camera gets stuck down, which is really bad if it's an enemy-infested building. So you have to like jump a couple times to sort of unstick the camera. That's the most notable glaring camera problem. Now, you know, that's
probably some, nothing compared to the camera problems in Spider-Man 3.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
some of the indoor missions in Spider-Man 3 were among the worst that was I've the ever experienced. Worst
thing they could have possibly done with the Spider-Man franchise was let him go inside. Like, in a world where our GTA guys can barely go inside, we don't need Spider-Man going inside. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, the Kingpin fight is probably the worst thing I've ever actually endured in a video game.
I don't think I even made it that far. I might have made it that far.
Mackie, I thought I looked at your achievements. You actually beat Kraven at some point, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I basically did, I don't know why, but in Spider-Man 3, I did just about everything except finding all the hidden bullshit.
I was very impressed. I tried that Kraven fight and left my Xbox on overnight and still could not beat it.
Yeah.
Finally gave up.
Yeah, that game, that was a lot like Zombie Apocalypse. It's like, I know this isn't that good, but I've gone this far, so I might as well just keep going. Right. And Spider-Man 3 is in no way good
under any circumstances. We have to slow down first.
Yeah.
But
at least Web of Shadows is a lot better.
This is damn fun, and they did really cool things with the combat. There's basically three types of combat. There's ground, there's wall, and there's air. And when you can seamlessly take a dude from the ground, beat him up against a wall, jump on the wall, continue beating on him, knock him into the air, and finish him off in three different environments, it's very satisfying. I just got to say. I mean, you can juggle the shit out of people in the air. I mean, you could just almost act like you're flying because you're kicking dudes in a row so much. Nice. And there's actually part of the mechanic is like there are literally parts where you're fighting either the Vulture or Vulture mutations, because that's the big part about this is sort of like the Venom alien symbiote has run crazy amongst the city and is infecting citizens and supervillains and everybody alike. So there's knockoffs of certain villains, but they'll actually have you. The only way you can traverse to get from one place to the other is to continuously attack enemies in the air. Like, there's nothing to swing on or grapple to. You just got to keep juggling dudes in the air. All some jankiness aside, and the story is, it's like it's good, but it's extremely video gamey. Like, it does that, like, you know, oh, now we're over here. Oh, that doesn't really matter anymore. Now we're doing this, you know. And we're going to kind of over deliver on this line, and it doesn't really mean anything. And it's because it has this branching story, and which is one of my other faults of it, is that there are four possible endings, which is not good.
Have you beaten the game?
I have.
What ending did you end up with?
I did the super happy good ending.
Yeah. Okay. Same as I.
Then there's like a all bad ending, and then there's like a half and half on both sides. And there's like and this is the stupid thing. It's like, don't design a game that requires me to go look at an FAQ to understand all the endings. You know, give me a clear cut. This is actually going to affect the game this way kind of thing. Because apparently there is one boss fight that if you've played good all the way, you choose evil on that one and then go good the rest of the game. And then vice versa, if you've been playing bad, choose good there and then go bad the rest of the way. That's how you get these two funky sort of semi-alternate endings.
Weird.
And it's fucked up. It's like you would never know that in the course of playing this game.
And I suppose they're all tied to achievements.
And of course they're
right.
Secret achievements.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they're secret achievements.
You get to go through the game four times if you
that's
want.
That's just it. I mean, like, secret achievement even. So, I mean, it's like you don't even think like, well, what if I did this here? I mean, no one's going to sit there and at every choice, you know, choose Red Spider-Man or Black Spider-Man, you know, every time just to see what it's like. So anyway, all that aside though, it's a damn fun game. It's fun as hell swinging around the city, and they give you some really cool new ways to traverse the city because, you know, it was always just swing and forward shoot. Now you've got some some cool new tricks up their sleeve, literally.
Yeah.
And
nice to be able to change your suit on the fly, which actually changes your abilities while you're playing the game. You know, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. You, at any point, you just hit a button, your alien symbiote comes out, and your black suit Spider-Man. So, yeah.
It's, so, did that come out last year or the year before?
That might have been the year before. That's been sitting on the shelf for a while.
I remember it came out, like, during one of those crowded holiday seasons where it was just, like, left to die pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
There was so much stuff out that was much more
high
profile.
Yeah, it's kind of a hidden gem. Not great. I'm trying to think of something to liken it to. You know,
there's some games that are just, like, they're good at a value price,
right?
You know, really good, but at like $60, you'd probably be talking nearly as fondly about it.
Yeah, I'd probably be talking a little more upset at the bugs if it had been $60. But even at $30, $20, definitely, yeah, it's fun to swing around the city. And then, I mean, for the most part, the voice acting's pretty good. I mean, I didn't really look to see who does, you know, Spider-Man, but I mean, Wolverine sounds pretty much like cartoon Wolverine. I don't know if it's the same guy, but it sure shit sounds like him.
Probably.
Yeah. Pretty good voice acting all around. And, cool. You know, like I said, it's an interesting little mix of who they... I think they could have brought some other people in, but, you know, that's their choice. I mean, like, one of your... Oh, another thing is you can have, like, companions fight alongside you, depending on your alignment. If you're good, you can have... Luke Cage, Moon Knight, and Wolverine.
Right.
And you can, you know, sort of build up like a combo meter, and you can call them in for a little while, but it's pretty easy to keep the combo up and keep them with you a lot. and on the evil side, for some reason, they give you four people. I'm trying to figure out if there's a hidden fourth good guy, but I don't think
there is. I rarely use that, but I think Vulture may have been one of the best.
Well, yeah, there was Vulture, Black Cat. I'm trying to remember who the other ones were. So Electro one? Did he come in later?
Yeah, probably. He was in the game, so reuse him that way.
Hmm.
So I don't know. One other person, but whatever.
Either way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird because like they gave you four dudes on the evil sort of alignment. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I will have to borrow that from you.
Yeah,
that's an even better value.
It's worth a playthrough.
Yeah, definitely worth a borrow. Yeah, definitely worth a borrow. Not as good, quite as good as value as like the visceral fun of playing Wolverine or X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, okay,
based on the ultra shit-tastic movie, but damn fun game.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Next.
I'll go.
Go for it.
I was going to do Ghostbusters, and yes, it's well worth the... I think it's going for $25 right now, but I thought about it, and I'm going to go ahead and push Prey.
Okay.
Yeah. Prey is $17 now at Amazon.
And that's too much. You can get like $6 at GameStop used.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, the most you'll pay there, 17. But the game does really neat mechanics. There's gravity wells and portals and good weapons. It's fun.
They did portals before Portal.
They did portals. Do Portal before
Portal. We were Portal before Portal.
Yeah. It's a neat alien abduction game. You're an Indian named Tommy, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the scope of where you're at until pretty close to the end of the game. But it's neat. That's going to be my budget pick.
Okay.
What'd you play it on?
360.
360. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know if this is allowed. I'm going to throw one out for the Wii. I've got a...
No, we said games.
Yeah, right. Whoa. I've got Boom Blocks Bash Party, the sequel to Boom Blocks. Probably not a game I'd recommend for single player, but my daughter and I have enjoyed it. I could certainly see, you know, two guys with some adult beverages sitting around and enjoying it. Actually uses the Wii motion control and does sell very well. You know, when I throw a block, it goes where I want to, and I'm not spazzing out and going crazy with my controller. A lot of co-op and versus mode for the two-player, you know, game. And Amazon's got it listed at $30. I mean, shop around. I know you can get it for $20. That's what I paid for it. So if you have a Wii that's collecting dust, certainly something that would maybe... allow you to dust that Wii off and get a little bit of use out of it.
And remember that, kids, that the Wii is actually white. It may not look that color.
Kind of gray.
With dust on it. But
what's funny is you can probably find that Boom Blocks, the sequel, cheaper than you can find the original Boom Blocks.
I think they reprinted Boom Blocks because, I was looking for Boom Blocks and couldn't find it.
Yeah,
I've seen it now a couple places for $20. So they may have. Yeah, because
for a
it.
While it was like
it was really
40
hard to
$60.
Yep.
For no reason other than like yeah. it had
it's
a way
the one
low
good
print
non-Nintendo
run.
Game that's yeah. On the Wii.
Yeah, my pick.
Okay.
Since I've been playing a lot of Rockstar with Red Dead Redemption, I'm going with Bully. It's a Rockstar game. It's got that whole open world structure, but it's a much smaller world. It's confined to a little tiny city, not even city, like a little small boarding school with a little tiny town around it. And there's just tons of fun stuff to do. And it has a really terrific soundtrack, like a soundtrack that I found. Did I send you online to find it? I think I did. I sicked you on it.
I can neither confirm nor deny yeah. where you may have
like,
acquired this
find
soundtrack.
Find this somewhere. I think it's actually on Amazon. If that,
yeah, that's where I found it for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Amazon. But no, it's just, it's a really fun game. And it's one of those where it doesn't have all the violence and the sex and all the adult type stuff that all the other Rockstar games do. Because, I mean, you're like a 12-year-old kid running around just doing like little pranks and throwing snowballs at people. And
what version did you play of that?
I played the one on PS2.
Okay. Yeah. Way I've back got it when. For PS2 and I'm wondering, should I go ahead and buy it for 360? I have not
yes.
played the PS2 version.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the 360, you get achievements right. and it's like, yeah. And it's like $20 on 360, I think. And yeah. maybe
there's extra
maybe
content.
$3 on PS2 now.
Yeah. There's extra content and they, whatever they did to re-render the game looks good. That's where yeah. I played it. I waited and played the scholarship edition.
Yeah. But it's really, I mean, and it's one of those games you can just sink so much time into, but it's not on the scale of Red Dead Redemption or GTA 4 or, you know, especially GTA San Andreas, but it's still a solid, fun game. And even if you have to go to class in the game,
which was fun,
and learn stuff.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked learning things.
You liked going to school?
I did.
And learning?
I did. I got my learn on.
Could I learn to read?
Maybe.
Hmm.
You might want to get something different, like Reader Rabbit, just a little lower down the scale.
Oh, yeah. But no, Bully is definitely a really good open world game that's got a much more confined area, which I prefer. So, yeah. Is that it?
I think so.
Are we done talking about games?
I think so. I think we've
talked about a lot of games.
Yeah, we did.
I think about it. More than I thought we were gonna.
Mm-hmm. I've probably played other things, but they don't matter at this point. So, what?
Coming for you, Cromer.
I'm not gonna do that.
What? What?
I'm coming for you.
Yeah,
Cromer.
Tommy wants another.
Okay.
T-Stro wants another Cromer
Axe. Cromer Axe ain't happening tonight, son.
No. There's Crackdown to be done.
That's not happening.
You lucky people.
It is for me.
Didn't order from Amazon before.
Look out, agility orbs.
Yeah. Oh well. But yeah. So you want to tell them how they can,
I can do
how
that.
They can get in touch with all of us wonderful people
I can,
here.
I
at
can
no
make
quarters.
That so. All right. So the number one way is if you hit up noquarters.net, the fabulous website, where there are links to do all kinds of things, such as subscribe to iTunes, which you can do, you know, on your own if you'd like, just by going to iTunes, searching for No Quarters. Look for our little tokens only little banner and subscribe mm-hmm. there. We love 5-star ratings or any kind of rating. Speak your mind. We love comments, things like that. All the iTunes traffic really helps yeah. us give us warm fuzzies at night.
It does.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at NoQuartersNet. And we're also on the Facebook, I hear.
Yeah. Just search for No Quarters. You'll find us.
I believe there's links to both of those on noquarters.net, the website as well. Yeah. Links to pretty much everything. You can email us in a variety of ways. You can email us to talk@noquarters.net, where my skull at.
noquarters.net.
Yeah, of course, we all have individual emails. If you check out the website, we have a About Us page, and it there's links to all of our individual emails, gamer tags and PSN names and...
I used to have my Wii friend code.
Wii friend
we took that off, I think, because
it
broke
the
page.
And then we realized it's not a game, but you know.
We even have Steam on there too.
Yeah, we have Steam accounts, all that good stuff. So you can see my stupid repurchase habits on Steam that I'm ashamed of.
Don't be ashamed.
But yeah,
archive,
archiving. That's for archival purposes only. But yeah, that's probably the best place.
Yeah.
Just to go to noquarters.net and
yeah, you can also go to Gamers with Cass.
Gamers with Cass, of course, where we are a growing network of gamers with Cass. Thus the clever self-referential title.
Yeah. And if you really don't feel like waiting an entire month to listen to people talk about video games,
right,
there are plenty of other people that talk about video games more often than we do.
Exactly. There's Cartridge Blowers and...
there's like For the Love of Gaming, that video game podcast.
Oh, yeah, that video game podcast. There's the Brigadier.
Signed in.
What's the Brigadier people?
8-bit. Whatever. Brigadier Broadcast.
Brigadier Broadcast. That's the one. Thank you. My brain is mush at this point.
Yeah, they just
today.
Keep adding people, so...
Yeah, exactly.
The Voltron, we've switched from being the Lion Voltron. Now we're like that weird
we're the
car
vehicle,
one.
We're the vehicle Voltron.
Yeah, the
now.
Weird car vehicle Voltron.
Wait, that's not a good thing. I like vehicle Voltron, but I'm one of the few. Anyway. Yeah, so I think that pretty much does it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We'll try to talk BJ into not going on vacation ever again.
That sounds like a plan. Oh, man.
And then maybe we can have a...
I didn't... So
we can roll five deep next time.
I have not
time.
Been to the Gamers with the Cast website in a while. They've got some groovy things going on.
Yeah, they got a lot of reviews and...
they got little players on the side right there for the latest episodes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're doing a good job with that site.
Groovy.
I'm glad we're a part of it.
Yay. Yay, us and them.
Yes.
Them and us.
I can tell everyone else is very excited about it. T-Stroll especially. He is...
Yeah. He has actually shut down the netbook and... Yeah.
He just wants to get... He wants to chase some agility orbs.
Yeah.
Some renegade orbs. He's all about it. Yes.
All right. Oh, now that you can ping him. I didn't know.
Yes. One ping, Vasily.
Just hit up on the D-pad. Up on the D-pad, sir.
All right. Well, you know, I'd like to thank you both for joining us. And, you know, there two becomes one for the lack of BJ.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry. Just had to have a little
podcast
call.
Yeah, I hate a lack of BJ. Let me tell you.
Yep. So.
Cougars and beavers.
Mm-hmm. Stab them. With my fleshy meat sword.
I knew that was coming sooner or later.
Someday. All right. So that's going to be No Quarters episode 12. I am Harlow.
I'm Mackie.
Shining Lights T-Sprill.
I'm the Icon.
Yeah.
So.
Bye.
We will see you next month.
Dude, we like to end strong.
We end so strong every time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Toodles. See you in a month.
Keep being awesome. Keep playing games because games rule. Right?
Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Winners don't use drugs.
Exactly.